space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, its continuing mission.
To explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off!
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Tucker Carlson tonight. Leaders on both sides of the aisle in Congress, in the media, in our intelligence services, in virtually every overfunded think tank in Washington, have suddenly aligned tonight on a single point of agreement. America must go to war in Syria immediately. Bashar al-Assad cannot continue to lead that country. He must be overthrown. Assad is an evil man, they tell us. His latest crime is a chlorine gas attack carried out over the weekend by his forces against a rebel-held suburb of Damascus. Assad's poison gas suffocated children. Pictures of the aftermath of that are all over the internet, and they are horrifying. Assad is a monster. That's the official story. Almost everyone in power claims to believe it. The push to war in Syria, by the way, has united politicians from both sides. Lindsey Graham and Howard Dean typically agree on very little. Not much at all. But today, they are both calling for war in Syria. Graham is demanding massive attacks on the Syrian military. Dean is going even further than that. On Twitter, he called the president, quote, a wimp for merely sending thousands of troops and launching tons of bombs at Syria. That's not enough for Howard Dean, who, as you may remember, once ran for president as the peace candidate. Tonight, he wants total war in Syria. Television pundits, of course, strongly agree. This morning, the foreign policy team over on MSNBC explained that it's far more important for American troops to fight in Syria than it is to secure our own border here in America. Watch.
There's no question that now, all these years later, it is Donald Trump's challenge. He has to take action. He's spoken to Macron. What he ought to do is a coordinated action. There has to be a comprehensive response.
As Trump leaves to fight his imaginary border war, he's leaving the real war where we can make a difference, and said he's turning it over to Assad and to Iran and to ISIS. This is something that Barack Obama wouldn't even do if confronted with these set of facts.
Trump has to take action in Syria, everyone nods sagely. That ought to make you nervous. Universal bipartisan agreement on anything is usually the first sign that something deeply unwise is about to happen, if only because there is nobody left to ask skeptical questions. And we should be skeptical of this, starting with the poison gas attack itself. All the geniuses tell us that Assad killed those children. But do they really know that? Of course they don't really know that. They're making it up. They have no real idea what happened. Actually, both sides in the Syrian civil war possess chemical weapons. How would it benefit Assad using chlorine gas last weekend? Well, it wouldn't. Assad's forces had been winning the war in Syria. The administration just announced its plans to pull American troops out of Syria, having vanquished ISIS. That's good news for Assad. And about the only thing he could do to reverse it and to hurt himself would be to use poison gas against children. Well, he did it anyway, they tell us. He's that evil. Please. Keep in mind, this is the same story they told us last April. Do you remember that? It was almost exactly a year ago. The new administration announced it was no longer seeking to depose Assad from power. Regime change was no longer our policy. So the usual war chorus in Washington started yelping, went berserk, and days later, Assad supposedly used sarin gas against civilians in Syria. There was video. We bombed a Syrian airbase in response to that. At the time, this show asked what seemed like the obvious question, are we really sure that Assad did that? It seems weirdly timed and counterproductive to him. Shut up, they explained. Of course we're sure. What an unpatriotic question. But of course they were lying. 2 months ago, the Secretary of Defense admitted that actually, we still have no proof that Assad used sarin gas last year. The story, it turns out, was propaganda. It was designed to manipulate Americans, just like so much of what they say. We've seen this movie before, and we know how it ends. But just for the sake of argument, let's assume they're not lying this time. Let's assume Assad did just use chlorine gas against kids. He's perfectly capable of that, by the way, not defending his moral character. Let's say he did do it. Would that be worth starting a new war over? Overthrowing Assad's regime in Syria would result in chaos. Many thousands would die. In fact, we might likely see the genocide of one of the last remaining Christian communities in the Middle East, and we ought to care about that. Some of the dead, of course, would be American servicemen. A new war would cost us tens of billions of dollars, maybe hundreds of billions. Would it make America safer? Would it make the region more stable? Let's see. How exactly did regime change work in Iraq and Libya? Doesn't matter, say our moral leaders on CNN and everywhere else. Atrocities like this cannot be tolerated. Okay, but let's be real. We do tolerate atrocities like this all the time. For example, there's a devastating famine killing children in Yemen right now. The Saudis are causing that famine. Should we drop tomahawks on Riyadh in response? Not until it's on YouTube, apparently. When you conduct foreign policy by viral video, pictures are essential. But in real life, Syria is a highly complicated place. With Assad gone, who would run it exactly? Do we have another strongman in place to install? Or is it our hope that a stable democracy will magically appear in the wake of this protracted civil war? And who exactly are these moderate rebels you're always hearing about, the ones that we're supporting with your tax dollars? Well, a lot of them turn out to be Islamist crazies. For example, the city where the chemical attack just occurred is mostly controlled by the Army of Islam. It's a radical group that has called for establishing an Islamic state under Sharia law in Syria. That group's founder called for exterminating all Shia Muslims and Alawites from the country. But we're supposed to wage a new war on this group's behalf. Why is that exactly? Back in 2013, when the Syrian civil war was still in its early days, one onlooker weighed in on Twitter. Here's part of what he wrote, quote, "We should stay the hell out of Syria. The rebels are just as bad as the current regime. What will we get for our lives and billions of dollars? Zero." In another tweet, he said this, quote, "Let the Arab League take care of Syria. Why are these rich Arab countries not paying us for the tremendous cost of such an attack?" And in yet another tweet, he said this, "What will we get for bombing Syria beside more debt and a possible long-term conflict?" Of course, you know who wrote that. It was Donald Trump. And he was right. And that's one of the reasons he got elected president. And now the same people who brought you a dying American middle class, undefended American borders, and endless pointless wars in countries you could not find on a map are telling the president he's got to depose Assad for reasons that are both unclear and demonstrably dishonest. And by the way, it may happen. But before it does, Congress ought to consider a brand new constitutional amendment. Let's call it the Lindsey Graham Amendment. And here's what it would say. Congress shall topple no government until it finishes rebuilding the last government it toppled. And furthermore, talk show generals shall be required to personally visit the battlefield of every war they advocate for. End of amendment. That would have an immediate and positive effect.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Mad Science Show at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join on the chat, and this one ought to pretty well be a very interesting chat. Sometimes the Knights of the Round Table kind of gets merged in with the Mad Science Show, and I think today is kind of the quite opposite. It doesn't usually happen maybe it does to some extent. Nonetheless, I'm titling this radio show Stop It, because there's just so much going on out there, and I'm not an alarmist. I'm a man that believes in common sense, but I got I got four beautiful grandchildren, and I got one granddaughter on the way, and I, you know, I just want them to have a chance for a future. Now, of course, getting down to the truth of everything that's going on out there in the world is blatantly obvious. One of the hardest tasks we, the people, have in order to try to know what's really going on in this world. Everybody out there by now pretty much ought to know what's happening as far as we just did some airstrikes over there on Syria because of a supposed chemical attack. Well, in the process of all that information, there are some questionable things, such as, you know, the people, there's a video out there where somebody's translating. Of course, I don't speak Arabic, so I couldn't tell you what what was being said or wasn't, but the doctors inside the building that were supposedly washing off chemicals off of people were saying that there was somebody there that was saying that they used chemicals while filming, when in reality it was something completely opposite. These doctors said that they did not treat anybody for chemical or biological weapons at that time, whenever this particular video that's being used as evidence towards bombing Syria. Look, I don't know anything about Assad over there. I don't know anything about Syria other than the fact that we've been over there fighting with these people off and on, or even actually have servicemen on the ground or whatever. But this whole ridiculousness of what's going on in the world, especially over there in the Middle East where there's conflicts all over. But those, it's not just in the Middle East. We got conflicts going on all over the place. And like Tucker was saying on that show, the places you don't even know, it ain't on the map, seems to be. But I'm just like really seriously frustrated at the implications of what's going on. Russia's already said that they would retaliate if we struck Syria, and they also said that they would defend their people on the ground over there. Now, I'm not, look, like I said, I'm not alarmist. I'm not one of those folks that want to go out there and fear monger the world. I'm just getting aggravated because of all the times you've heard us on this show, we're always talking about peace and love and preaching, making the world a better place. But this is like some sort of bad scene out of a Twilight Zone where you got all these people finally coming together, you know, via this World Wide Web we got, and we're trying to bring all the brilliant minds to the table and put solutions out there to resolve all the issues of the world. As far as I'm concerned, we got every single answer necessary to resolve any so-called energy crisis. We got every single answer needed to resolve any potential food shortages that might have been perceived, or even be able to give people fresh water and shelter and all that kind of stuff. And here we have thousands, if not millions, of dollars of bombs dropped in, specific targets is what they said, and we're sitting here facing what could potentially escalate into World War III. Now, I ain't saying that any one of these nations are right or wrong. I'm saying that this has been going on entirely too long. All this this division and all this craziness out there fighting amongst each other, you know, I can understand that there's somebody out there quite literally brutalizing people and murdering and all this kind of stuff. I think that humanity should step up to the plate and resolve this issue. But this has been an ongoing thing. We've been in a perpetual war ever since. I would even go as far as to say way before 9/11, all the way back to Vietnam and Korea, maybe even World War One. Maybe World War One never even stopped. Maybe the Civil War never even stopped. But here we are in the year 2018. We have all this access to amazing technology. And the people out there, you watch the average Joe, they've got access to amazing technology. They're doing business. They're being creative. They're trying to fix everything, you know, and they're sharing ideas with each other. And if you take away every bit of the global elite, all the ridiculous people that are supposedly our leaders in parliaments and senates and Congress and presidents and all that kind of stuff, If you take every single one of them, plus the bankers, and put them off on an island by themselves and see how that little experiment would play out, I think that we, the people, would be just fine without all that craziness going on. I don't want World War III. You don't want World War III. Russia doesn't want World War III. But there's some scientific facts to what would be a final conflict here in this world using nuclear bombs or even conventional. For you know, there's actually a conspiracy out there that says that nuclear bombs don't really exist. Well, I hope that those folks are really right. I'm serious. I hope that nuclear bombs are a scam. All right, atomic bombs or whatever you want to call them. I hope that they're a scam, because I don't want to see mushroom clouds in my neighborhood, and you don't want to see them in yours. But what is it going to take in order to get this voice or any other voice out here of reason from all these different networks to get people motivated enough to spread information out there to say, hold on for a second, like Tucker was saying on that deal there. He's saying, hold on, do we really know what's going on? It's hard to get down to the evidence and the truth when you got medias out there that are allowed to quite literally propagandize you. There's even legislation that says it's okay for them to propagandize the people. If you look in onto the mainstream media and you're looking to them for what's going on in the world, and you're getting biased or skewed information or just flat out lies, these people need to be held accountable. It's time for the people of this world to shut down all these mainstream media outlets. If they can't be telling the truth and they can't be putting the facts on the table that are going to represent nothing but the truth, then they need to be shut down. Every single one of them, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, CNN, every single mainstream media out there needs to be shut down. Because what we're playing with right here isn't a game. This isn't some sort of, you know, I win and I hit reset and then we go play a second time. This is it. This is the done deal right here. And I'm under the impression, and I hope I'm wrong. You know, I don't know. In one sense, I hope I'm right, because I don't know. It's driving me insane. If the President of the United States is compartmentalized and all the people around him are showing him information that to him would appear that things are going on that maybe they were put out of context, or maybe they didn't even occur at all. We live in a digital age. They could convince that man to push the button, because he might be a good-hearted man. He might be one of them. I don't know. He might be the worst one. But I can almost guarantee you that if the people get what they want, they get this man out of office and they get to impeach him, I guarantee you the next person in line is going to be 1,000 times worse than what you see right now. This is ridiculousness. We got senators, congressmen, and over in your neck of the woods, probably parliament people that are literally taking our money and our children to war with other nations, and they are destroying things on a regular basis that we're supposed to be building up the world, not tearing it down. We've got all the technology necessary to ensure that everyone in this world can benefit. How can you benefit when you're being lied to and your leaders are taking upon themselves to, under the guise of your banner, your flag, your nation, and your patriotism, sucker you into following them blindly and going over there bombing any other nation that doesn't agree with the agenda? We don't need a doggone one world government. And all these people out there that have been balking at all these different conspiracy theories and stuff like that, who all say, well, you guys are just tinfoil hat wearing nutcases and you don't know what you're talking about, you're just paranoid or whatever. Now they admit to spraying crud in the air. Chemtrails aren't no longer conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. And I'm watching trees die on my own property that should not be dying. I'm watching weather patterns that should not be going on. I paid attention in science class. I paid attention really well. And I know the difference between what's natural and what's not natural. But that's just in one little aspect of what we have to contend with right now. And so to top that, put some more icing and some of those little sparkly things on the top of whatever you call them, the little sweet candies that you put on top the donut, the sprinkles. You know, we're going to go to war. Are you freaking kidding me? I'm telling you, stop it. We the people have to stop it. Because if it comes down to an all-out armed conflict, the science of what would really occur if one day mutual assured destruction, that's a term that everybody on this radio network and then some, everybody, you look up the mutual assured destruction and you pass that around to all your friends. Before you jump on the Patriot bandwagon and you start saying, yeah, we need to go kick this guy out of power and that guy out of power, you look and see what mutual assured destruction really means. And you take it to the bank. There will come a time when Russia or China or any of the other allies that they might have may decide that enough's enough. And once it starts to fly, it's a done deal. There ain't no turning back. So the time to stop it is before it ever even starts. And if the president of these United States is being hornswoggled or whatever the word you want to use, if he's being suckered into believing there's something going on that there ain't going on, it's up to all the alternative medias out there to get those facts up to the top. I don't know what's going on. How could I know what's going on? How could you know what's going on? Because every doggone turn, we're being lied to. We're being propagandized. We're being spied on. We're having all this craziness going on. And I'm stressed out to the limit because I got, like I said, four grandchildren, four beautiful grandchildren, and I got a grandbaby daughter on the way. They need a chance to have a future. They need a chance at life. They don't need to come up in some post-apocalyptic scenario of a society gone mad. And so if I sound a bit frustrated, yeah, I'm beyond frustrated. I've asked over and over again, I don't know how many people are really on my YouTube, and I don't know how many people are actually real people that actually listen to my network, but the ones who do, pass this doggone message to everybody and his brother. If there was ever a time to send any podcast a viral, this would be the one. You know, I'm not in this for fame or fortune. I'm trying to get my future secure for my family, for your family, for my grandchildren and your grandchildren. And all those come, I'm trying to right the wrongs of all the past, of all the people in this world who starved unnecessarily, who were homeless unnecessarily. And we got leadership out there that come on there haphazardly, oh yeah, guess what, you know, this guy's bad and we just went over and bombed his stuff. Well, peace never came from the end of the barrel of a gun. And for all you Yahoo patriots out there, pro-Trumpers or anti-Trumpers, y'all need to get your act together. Because the next person in line may be the worst person in line. And if we don't get it resolved now, the only reason why Trump even got elected is because the people were suckered in believing that he was not going to do stuff like this. But here we go. Every time they promise, they turn around and do just the opposite. Now, if there's something out there I'm missing, and somebody needs to put some light in my eyes on this deal, because from what I've been witnessing this last several years is a complete and utter decline of society morally and everything. I'm frustrated. The Mad Science Show has brought to the table answers to resolve all kinds of things in the so-called energy crisis and even the boogeyman of the global warming, which right now you're going to get the total opposite, because science is if you block out the sun, it gets cold. And it's been proven every time a volcano goes off. So if these knuckleheads think that they know how to, with Operation Solar Shield, put some shade up in front of the sun, well, you're going to cause some problems. Number one, plants need sunlight. They need that sunlight for photosynthesis, and if you're continuously blocking out the sunlight, then you're causing problems. And if you're doing it using chemicals that should not be dispersed widely out there into the environment, you're causing other problems. You're causing situations where the environment will begin to break down. I'm so incredibly frustrated. I can't even see straight. Now, I got a million and one things that I want to be saying right now. But I need to mellow out a bit. So I brought somebody on here that might shed some peace to my heart because, do you know the mushroom cloud I talked about? It's already went off in my mind. I've already blown my stack. I'm beyond because this thing between Russia and the United States, whatever you think of Putin, I don't care. Whatever you think of Russia, I don't care. The man said that if we attack Syria, there was going to be consequences. Now, whether he follows through with that, we'll find out. But if it doesn't happen, I'm a happy camper. But if it does happen, we got a serious issue. Because this ain't going to be like 4th of July. It ain't going to be like all the little other conflicts in the world. It's going to start up probably slightly conventional and then exceed into all those fancy new toys that you hear out there in the conspiracy world that people may or may not have. And the last man standing, which will be no man, basically gets to own the planet. That's it. And for those jerks that think they're going to roll up in their doomsday bunker and the other, so-called elite that think they're going to go underground and survive this deal that they're going to put upon the people of the earth, you're going to find out it's not going to happen the way you thought it was this go-around. So with that said, hey, Barbara.
Hey there. Well, hi there, Shaziz, and all people listening. Well, you know, I guess what I'm going to say first is we need to not get ballistic here in this moment in time. And, ultimately we always say we have to have trust and faith in something greater than what we know. I feel there's things going on behind the scenes that we do not know. Yes, there's all this hoo-ha and mainstream media bantering to keep us in terror and fear.
Yep.
Okay, the world is coming to an end, blah, 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 and here it is right now in this moment. Not. I don't believe so. So there are so many tentacles, so many hidden things. And again, I'm going to say, if you don't do your research, if you just take, one... headline, alert, alarm, disaster, catastrophe, this is the end, blah, 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 well, Trump's to blame.
Give me just a second. This rage that I'm kind of like focusing out here, I'm not buying into the hype. I'm trying to send it out there because this is a counter to what these people out there are basically trying to get the world scared again. Another doomsday, another war, and most people were thinking it might be very well real, and the other people were jumping on the bandwagon. Yeah, let's go. Remember what they did with Saddam Hussein?
But you see, that was all a fixed Clinton agenda.
Yeah.
You see, and if you don't know that, you're going to go, what? What the heck is she talking about? But that's why I'm saying you have to do the research, so... I'm just going to share things that I've come to realize. I don't have all the answers. I just know that there is something going on over there in Syria. There's a lot of tentacles. Now, the question is, all right, did Assad suddenly decide to drop chemicals on his own people, immediately, after Trump spoke to the nation and said he's pulling out of Syria? right? Question.
Yeah, which that's would a good question.
Which would basically fulfill one of his promises to us, right?
Yeah.
That he's going to pull out. Now, that's a big question. Why do you think? That's a, everybody's asking that question who's basically doing research. Why would Assad do that? Now, the day after the supposed, and I'm saying supposed chemical drop, Israel bombed Syria, one of Syria's bases, and at that base, they targeted a compound of Iran. Okay, now, that's, nobody's talking about that, though, are they?
No, why I put a video down in there in the chat room that was related to that attack from Israel out there. And
but not the mainstream media is not talking about that?
No, they're not.
Why isn't the mainstream media talking? Well, we know, if you don't know, I know, and I'm going to say this is a fact, that mainstream media, we're talking CNN, NBC, MSNBC, and some of the newspapers, which I'm not right now in my head can't think of, are all owned by cabal elite, CIA, deep state.
Well, that's the thing, and plus the censorship that's going on to the alternative media. I don't care about this left-right paradigm or conservative versus liberals. All right, the whole thing about if you can't get a counter-narrative out there by what you witness and what you think is going on, then, you know, they call that censorship. But in the process of that, think about this. If Trump is compartmentalized, and all his advisors around here are in on the shenanigans, and they are sitting there showing him these videos, and these are the facts, this is the evidence. And
why do you think that he's been throwing people out left and right? Why do you think that people have been dropping out like dead flies? Oh, well, people are saying it's because Trump is crazy. No. No. There's a plan here. It's called cleaning the swamp. Okay, it's like knowing who is in the swamp and getting rid of them. First exposing them, and there will be lots of exposure coming of why these persons are so long. Suddenly they're saying, well, I'm not going to run anymore. Ryan's, well, I'm not going to run anymore. I'm retiring. So-and-so this senator, so-and-so that one, so-and-so. They're all dropping out like flies. This is a deliberate thing here. You have to know that. It's not that Trump, that it doesn't point to Trump being a crazy person. I'm sorry. I'm not a Trumper. Get me straight on that. But I'm looking at something here that you have to do the research into alternative information. You know those conspiracy nutters? That's where you have to go.
Yeah, the whole thing about that, though, is that for years they kept, all these people out there, like even Alex Jones, you should have heard his cursing rant that he went on. Boy, he was hopping mad about this whole deal because...
Well, I'm going to say, here's a supposed. Okay, supposedly there are people who are connected in a hidden level that appear to be nutcases. Okay, supposed there are those who are connected on a level that we are not privy to, but yet are playing a role. I'm just saying, let's just suppose all this. I'm trying to get some balance here, because we need balance. Okay, we cannot drop into this terror, this fear, this craziness, this ranting and pointing fingers, because that's what people do, and that's a deliberate manipulation, to get people to point fingers. So I'm just saying, right now, let's take a couple of deep breaths, okay? Let's look at this. I want to go back to Israel bombing a Syria base, deliberately attacking an Iranian compound. Nobody's talking about this, but that's an act of war. Okay, we know Israel wants to annihilate all those around them, right? We know that. Okay, so there's a piece right there nobody's talking about. Now, Russia had a contingency of investigators there on the ground. Now, this is just one piece, because you say, well, the Russians are all going to lie about this. But they said that there were no chemical weapons dropped by Assad. They were dropped by the UK. Whoa! That'll hit you.
Well, from what I understood, there wasn't no weapons dropped at all. That they just rushed in us to a hospital where people were being treated from a actual bombing, but it was like a conventional style bomb, and they were treating people for smoke
inhalation. Maybe it was what Israel did. I don't know, but I'm just saying. So then there are people who actually are from Syria, who living there now, who contacted people here in this country and other sources, who said no, there were no chemical weapons. So, what do we do with all this? Because you have so many stories hitting you, so many, this is true, that's true, this is false, that's false. Again, I'm going to say, we must maintain our sanity.
Yeah, like that lady, in that, I posted another video where a lady was being interviewed. It sounded like maybe by the BBC or somebody, like, I don't know, it was on Sky News. But anyway, basically what she was trying to say is before everything gets crazy, we need to set all our cards down on a table and sort this thing out before everything gets out of hand. That's
well, so here's the other part. The deep state, the CIA, and all those involved, which basically is Obama, Clinton, and there's a whole bunch of people there. I'm not going to go through the list. That is now known are part of the deep state, and they want World War III. Why do they want World War III? Why? It's about the one world order.
They ain't gonna get it. They're not gonna get no one world order. If World War III ever comes to pass, they are going to lose everybody.
Let me tell you this. I believe, and this is again sources, that they are being taken down. Okay,
Sooner than later, because if they get their wish, if they get World War III, it's not going to play out the way they thought.
I don't think. Then we have prophecy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have got so many parts here. You have prophecy, biblical prophecy, and other prophecies unfolding here, and it's all about the Middle East. Really, that's where it all began, and that's where it may all end. Okay, the Temple Mount is going to be built. It may be built in the wrong place, which is not going to serve anybody very really good. That's another tentacle. What? The Temple Mount going to be built in the wrong place? Well, first of all, the Temple Mount, the dome, the dome on the mount, which is Muslim. And then you have the Catholic contingency. You have the various other contingencies there: Islam, Muslim, Christian, Israel. You have all these contingencies there in that one spot, believing that this is where the temple was originally. Well, guess what? They're finding out that that is not where the temple was originally, that it's 12 miles or so in a different direction in the city of David. If you look in the Bible, it speaks to the city of David, which was the temple, the original temple, because there's also a spring there. It's the only spring that bubbles up from the ground in that area. And in the Bible, that speaks directly to where the temple originally was. And they've just uncovered, within the last year or so, a temple underneath the ground. They've just excavated it right near that spring. It sure looks like the temple. That means that the Wailing Wall, or whatever you call it there, is not the real wall of the original temple. So all these people, so now you've got this geopolitical religious issue going on. A rabbi said, well, how can we tell the people who after centuries have, bowing and praying and bowing and praying at that wall that, I'm sorry, but you've been at the wrong spot.
Huh.
How could you do this? Okay, this is a monumental piece, but just to go a little back with the Assad thing. So you have Israel who wants that Assad eliminated, plus Iran, and plus everybody who's picking on Israel, right? Now, Israel's not picking on anybody, though. Israel, they're the good guys, right? Israel is not picking on anybody, not committing genocide, and blah, blah, blah. And Patty said to me, well, don't you think that Israel, if they really, wanted to control all that area, that they just would have annihilated, poof, the Palestinians and everybody else around there? Well, I said, let's look at it this way. And nobody's getting upset about the genocide, the slow, incremental genocide that's taking place there. Nobody. Nobody cares.
I'm upset.
But if you talk about it, you're politically incorrect.
Well,
and you get attacked.
There was
you can't attack Israel. You cannot you know, you're bad, 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 bad.
Yeah, there was an incident I talked about on this last show that we had on the Knights of the Round Table where I basically came out and sarcastically said, let us all go to war. I didn't intend on us all really going to war. It was
well, I was there. I was there on that episode.
But I'm trying to, yeah, I know. I'm trying to talk some common sense into to people out there why it's not a good idea for us to doggone go to war.
Okay.
But what I said about there was an episode in a church that I went to that there was a person that goes over to Israel like a missionary or whatever, and I had mentioned to them about maybe getting some school books to some of the Palestinian kids, and the look that I got
well, see, that's what I'm talking about. So, but we have to realize that there is a plan here, a bigger plan that we're all privy to now. Again, back to biblical stuff. So we have the Gog Magog. Now, Gog and Magog is not and. It's one being, and it's Satan. It's really, Patty and I just went down the rabbit hole yesterday, and it was a big rabbit hole to find out who is going to be involved, according to the biblical prophecies, in the end of the end times, when, which is going to bring on, Antichrist, and going to bring on the Messiah and all this stuff. This is biblical prophecy, and the Gog Magog. Now they're trying to say that Gog and Magog, that there are the king of the north and the king of the south, and blah blah blah. And there's going to be, you know, all this dueling and carrying on between the two of these. And supposedly Russia is the king of the, I don't know, north. I can't remember. Well, we found out, according to biblical, if you go deeper into this biblical, prophecies, that Gog Magog is one entity, and it is the devil, or Satan, whomever you want to say. So, that means that there's some wrong information being put out by people. Now, I guess if you're reading ancient scripture, you could make a mistake and put the word and, meaning there's two aspects here, rather than one entity, which is, okay, Gog Magog. Now, we found this out, and we were like blown away. Wow, this is only one entity representing a group of people that will be taken over the, let's say, turned and twisted with information against Creator, against God. And we know that's part of the prophecy. There will be those that will be duped or brainwashed or controlled by the entity, the dark entity, Antichrist, and they will go against the people or God's people.
Yeah.
These are deep rabbit holes. And I said to Patty as we were going there for like an hour, and I said, you know, we started out with one question and we went down the rabbit hole. Then in that rabbit hole, we found some other things that we had to go to thread and look at, and to this link and that link. And I said, I feel like my head is spinning, because I forgot what our original question was, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You have to keep your head straight.
There's a video out there, actually a movie out there, where they're talking about these people who literally wanted to bring about the, the apocalypse or the end of the world, the end of days, or whatever. There was actually...
Well, they're the evangelists. Some of the evangelists they believe that Trump is going to bring the end times. They want him so, because they want to be raptured up.
Well, my thing... Yeah, right. I bet you'll be raptured down.
Look. I'm just saying, all this information is enough to drive you nuts, and is enough to get you spinning, and we have to be very careful of that. That's why I'm saying here.
That's why the voices of reason have to get out there now. If there was ever a time for people to speak up, it's now. Because
we have something else called faith and trust and the frequencies that we want to align with. And so no matter what's going on around us, and chaos is rising, that's a prophecy. Chaos and stunning behavior is shockingly spinning us, and we have to be very careful of not dropping into the chaos.
Yep.
And when we drop into the chaos, we lose our connectedness to Creator. Period. So that's why I'm saying calm down, okay, because we are, on one hand, we're being played. On the other hand, we're being played. On the other hand, we're not privy to hidden information. And on the other side, we're not being privy to information. But something is going on that we are not aware of. And it's a lot to really think about and get clear in our minds. So I just want to go to the so-called bombing of Syria.
All right, but okay. Before you jump there, I'm like right now in this world, I'm hearing banjo music because it's like we are being played in every direction. It's like banjo music. I mean, it's
that banjo bad. Movie reminds me banjo playing reminds me of that movie which was creepy.
Yeah.
I don't. What was that?
Oh, I don't know, but Benny Hill.
That movie where these guys were they were on a hunting trip, and I can't remember this. Maybe somebody out there remembers. They were some guys, you know, your ordinary guys, maybe your uncle or whomever, your brother's uncle, or were out there in the forest way in the boonies on a hunting trip, and they got involved with some really creepy characters, and that was a creepy show, but I can't remember. It was like coming upon another realm or parallel realm where there was some really dark, evil stuff going on, and these guys are just innocent, and they're sucked into this whole thing. And there's the banjo. There's the song. The theme of the movie has a banjo in it. I don't know. Anyway, we're getting off track. Anyway, people probably know what that movie is, but I'm just saying... I have to go by my instincts, okay? Now, when all right, everybody's spinning and everybody's screaming and everybody's alarmed and how could Trump do this and he promised and blah, 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 and now we have... Okay, calm down because I do feel with certain information, I'm just going to throw some what-ifs out there because what if... Okay, back to Trump cleaning the swamp in around him because that's what's going on. That's real. Back to...
Mary said it was Deliverance.
Deliverance. That's it. That's the movie, Deliverance. Yeah, maybe we're in a movie called Deliverance. Isn't that interesting, the word Deliverance? What does that mean? Deliver from evil, right? Deliverance. That's an interesting phrase right there. But anyway, so I'm looking at all this stuff, and I'm thinking, and I'm reading Anon's post, who says, trust POTUS. That there is information that he's very well aware of. Now, let's just throw this out. Supposing that Putin does not want one world order because that means the loss of his whatever control, you know, over his dynasty. Let's say that Trump is also on the same page. He's working to eliminate the deep state because more and more indictments are being put out. More and more information about the dirty dealings of some of our politicians. You know, FISA, the FISA document, you have to read the FISA document. Uranium One, which involves Clinton and Mueller, by the way, who everybody's saying, you know, Mueller's a good guy, and Mueller's investigating Trump, and Mueller's going to eliminate Trump. They're going to find something dirty on him in relation to the Russian collusion, which there is no Russian collusion there. That's been a fact. And if you don't believe that, you've got more research to do. So what are they looking for now? They're looking for something on Stormy Daniels. I'm sorry. I don't give a crap about Stormy Daniels because that's a distraction. This is like a 12-year-old or 15-year-old affair. Did he have it? I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe there'd be proof of it. But nobody's screaming about Bill Clinton while he was in the White House messing with Lewinsky under the roof of our White House with his wife and his daughter right in the next room or whatever. Nobody's screaming. Nobody cares about that. It's all about Trump because they hate Trump. Why do they hate Trump? Because they wanted Hillary to be in, because they wanted the World War III to happen, and all that plan was in place. Now, how do you feel about what I just said?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's somebody like Stephen Gibbons said... something about prophecy, you know, if you got people years ago planning on doing something that, you know, they'd end up fulfilling it. But nonetheless, these people out there, they're going to get their own self-fulfilled prophecy for their World War III if they keep on the track that they're on. And that's why people of common sense need to speak up now while there's a chance to say, you know, as an American, I don't want us going into any more conflicts. We haven't fixed the last place that we supposedly got the bad guy out of. It got worse over there in Iraq. And I'm pretty sure it's still bad over there. It didn't get any better over in Afghanistan, and we're supposedly over there fighting all these terrorists. Well, there's a terrorist behind every doggone bush, and when does it end? They don't. And it's just, oh man, it gives me a headache because there's just so much. And I'm sitting here trying to do research into alternative energy and stuff, and I'm trying to send that information out there. And not only do I got to contend with the trolls and the wise guys and jerks, just average jerks that think themselves to be super educated, and now you got all this stuff going on the news where there's actual people out there. The same liberals that are always bashing Trump are sitting there, yeah, Trump needs to go to war, yeah, Trump needs to do this. I'm like, what the heck is going on? I thought they hated this guy. Now he's got to go do war?
Well, those speaking, they want the war.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Those are the deep staters. Those are the ones who want this war. Okay, and so I'm just saying, let's just put this out as a possible piece that is true or real. Why has Trump and Putin been called buddies? Why are people screaming about Trump and Putin? Well, who's screaming about Trump and Putin? The mainstream media, the deep staters. Why has Russia been the bad guy? You know, why has Russia put out... Now, I'm not saying that Putin doesn't have some bad stuff going on. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not being, you know, ignorant about that. But there's something bigger going on here, and it is about one world order. So who would lose with the one world order? All right, who would gain with the one world order? Who doesn't want to lose their own power? Putin wouldn't want to lose his own power, right?
Yeah.
So you have to say, why did Trump align with himself with Putin on many levels? Is there posturing and the cock-a-doodle-doos in the farmyard, you know, the roosters there cock-a-doodling around, because that's what they are, a bunch of cock-a-doodles.
Well, I hope it's all to draw out the roaches so that they can be, dealt with accordingly.
Well, that's what this supposedly is. Now, I'm just saying supposedly, by what I'm looking at, okay, you have to have, again, an open mind. You can't close your mind. You can't get just stuck in a box and say, well, they say this is that, and someone says this, and so on. So, there's something, you gotta step back. You gotta broaden your perspective of things here. You gotta really do the research and go into all areas and use your truth meter, because otherwise, you know, you're, like most people don't have that truth meter. You know, and I'm not saying there's good stuff, and bad stuff. There is good stuff and bad stuff, but people are stuck in the bad stuff because that's what they're being told.
Yeah. That's all they're being told.
So let's get back to this whole Middle East thing. You've got prophecy. Biblical prophecy, okay, and other prophecies from different nations or ancient prophecies about end times and so on, and the bad stuff that people are going to come to. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah, what was going on there, why the destruction happened, or the Great Flood is known throughout different cultures as happened. And why did it happen? Okay, because there were people doing stuff that would just, you know, like, whoa, you raise your eyebrows and you go, holy mackerel, you know, but that's happening today in our world. You know, it's like I said, chaos and worse, bad stuff, nasty stuff is happening. So there's a rise in darkness. There's a rise in manipulation of people's minds, of their behavior. And, you know, we have that entity or whatever you want to call it, one who is completely hateful of anything that has to do with that is sacrosanct. Who would want to destroy the sacredness? It's only one being. You know, we know the story.
Yeah.
Who would be angry and want to destroy everything that is sacred, that has been created? You know, even the children and so on. Who would want to do that? Who is the big manipulator? Who is that force, that entity, that energy that infiltrates into everyone and challenges everyone, you know? So you have biblical prophecy unfolding in our time, which is pretty extraordinary. Yes, and Damascus plays a main role here. I was having a conversation with grizz a little bit, and he popped up a link. But I do know about the Damascus thing, and that they're right in the middle there of the whole situation. So, we have the question of the Jews, okay, the Ashkenazis, the Zionists, the plan of the Zion. I mean, this is like so huge, right? It's like a mind craziness here. So what I'm just, my main piece is here, let's hold on, let's not get freaked out. Did they really bomb Syria right now? You got France, Russia, or France, U.S., and who else? Who else? Who is it? The big headlines today.
Britain, France, and the United States is what I understood. But
okay, so Britain, France, and the United States, supposedly. And Russia, Putin said, if you mess with our people over there, we're going to take you out. And Trump is talking about, you know, smart bombs, don't mess with us, bombs are coming, blah, blah, blah. Let's just say it's all a show. I'm just going to go there. Let's just say it's all a show because there's a bigger plan going on here that we're not privy to. But there's some pieces that if you do your research, you will see possibly what this plan is. So I'm in a holding pattern right now, folks. I'm not tipping off into this is the end, this is the world war, Trump is a crazy nutcase, and I'm not a Trumper, remember? But I'm just saying, with all the research that I've done, something deeper is going on that we are not privy to. And so that's where I am right now. I do feel that it's very strange that as soon as Trump said, I'm pulling out of Syria to fulfill the promise that I said during my campaign, boom, suddenly he's drawn back in, okay, because of the supposed chemical attack. Now the question of, was there really a chemical attack, Assad suddenly on his own people, when Trump is pulling out, why? I don't know, why would he do that? There's been a question about this. Did he really do it? Is it somebody else that wants him, Trump, drawn back into that area to again begin World War III? Because there are those that want World War III.
Well, yeah, there's a whole bunch to this scenario that just simply does not make sense, and that's why I'm with that Russian lady who's sitting there saying, "Hold on, before you guys get ridiculous, before our nation is basically involved in another conflict or whatever, we need to get some serious investigation going on in there to ensure that before anybody does anything, that the facts are on the table." And only facts I've seen via the alternative media was somebody saying it didn't happen. And if it didn't happen, and the president thinks it did happen, and he's using his power to go over there,
well, that President Trump believes that it happened. Well, I think President Trump is there for another reason.
Well, let's say hypothetically that he does believe it happened, all right, and then went and do that. Well, the people, the same people that are rooting, go to war, go to war, go to war, they want him out of office anyway, and what better way to get him out of office if he doesn't go before Congress and declare a War Powers Act towards Syria? You have only 60 to 90 days as a president. If you take our nation to war, you have to go before Congress and justify it and get them to sign a paper to say that, you know, we're going to war, declare war, an actual war on somebody. Otherwise, it's an illegal war, just like all the ones prior from all the last several presidents.
Like you said earlier, if they get Trump out, the worser, if there's such a word case scenario, will enter into.
Yeah.
And so this, I believe, this is a serious thing. Now, who wants that? Who wants control of this country?
That's the point.
They are doing everything in their power, and they have been doing everything in their power to get a person elected. In the past, it was Hillary Clinton, who is now really, there's stuff on her that will blow your mind, and I'm sorry to tell you that. You may not believe it, because when the truth does come out, guess what? People will still not believe it. I am sorry.
And that's
a sad thing.
But that's this is a game that's being played on everybody. You keep enough confusion on the table, like the difference of this type of media. The mainstream media has propagandized people for so long, there's people that are going to follow them right over the cliff. And even in the alternative media, there's people who cried wolf so many times that there's going to be a lot of people follow them over the doggone cliff. But in reality...
No, you're right. That's what I'm saying. People will not believe the truth no matter what, because they are so brainwashed for centuries here. Now, I just had a conversation on Facebook with this woman about Zuckerberg and the CIA Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And she was adamant that the CIA had nothing to do with creating Facebook. Now, I have documents and proof of this, okay, but she couldn't get there. She was screaming in caps at me, this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so there you go. So even though I sent her documents that proved this, she couldn't go there. Because this would, what would it do to a person? What does it do to a person? Look, when you find out that your country has been a dirty dealing country who has been involved and has manipulated other countries' elections, and it's your own country, you know, well, we're the good guys, aren't we?
Here's the thing about that is there's like over 300 million people in the United States right now, and I honestly believe that the majority of them are the good guys. However, they've been propagandized and manipulated so doggone much that they're falling for everything under the sun. It's our kids that are going to war. It ain't the elite. It ain't the people on CNN or MSNBC. What Tucker said, that there need to be an amendment that said that the media generals need to go to the battlefield first, along with all these congressmen and senators.
Well, we know that. That's been going on since the days of the king and the queen.
Yeah, well,
and we are still the serfs, and we are still doing their dirty work because we're put in a position where we rely upon them. We are dependent upon them for basically everything.
When are we
We're only renting the land that we think we own.
When are we going to stop it? When are we the people going to stop it? When are we?
Well, that's a good question.
When are we going to shut down the media that can't tell the truth? If it's been proven that they're criminally
liable, you have to hit people with the truth over and over again, and I'm going to tell you, they still are not going to believe you.
With the whole
They are still not going, and I'm telling you, when all this, there's something that's going to come out, I hope it does, but I'm being told that it is, there is going to be truth coming out, and the mainstream media, of course, will push that it's all lies, and the people will sit there on their couches, and they will say, yes, it's all lies, but it is going to be the truth, and it will blow your mind. It will blow the people's minds, and they can't go there because it will upset their whole apple cart of truths, beliefs, and denials, and blah, blah, blah. It will mean it's going to be a huge upheaval, and people cannot handle it. It's just like when you and I talk about, you know, what is the key piece here that we feel is our spiritual foundation, our spiritual connectedness to Creator.
When
we talk about unconditional love, when we talk about the frequencies, when we talk about these are key pieces, people go, yeah, these people are nuts. So I'm just saying, you speak truth, people are not going to believe it.
Yeah.
Until they're, and maybe they will never believe it. So,
and some of them will call you everything under the sun just for trying to help people out. You know, this Mad Science Show has been trying to give people, you know, all little bits and pieces of the machine, you know, that would quite literally, you know, prove that energy is free and that you could, if you got together as just the average citizen and started working with one another, we could solve the so-called energy crisis overnight pretty much because we have the technology to do so. But there are people that will crawl out of the woodworks and tell you how ignorant you are, how stupid you are, and that some of these folks are probably even paid by the government to come out there.
Well, that's true. But here's an interesting piece for you. I just found a little information last night at the last minute. You know this Parkland shooting, right?
Yeah.
There was a sheriff's deputy there that actually questioned the Parkland protesters to do away with the guns and the gun control, blah, blah. He actually questioned this. In other words, put out this feeling that he felt that this was a manipulation, using these kids, the death of these kids, as a manipulation about gun control. Do you know he just recently died?
Don't surprise me.
Unexpectedly, strangely, very suspiciously, but it was, you know, yeah, they said cancer, the legalese said cancer, but he had no, basically there's no proof of this. But the question is, now I just checked that link earlier, like last night, and that there were others involved in the Sandy Hook situation who also questioned, they also died.
Everyone who questions any of the mainstream or any of the government always ends up having issues, whether it be all the way to the extreme of disappearing or death.
Or people who are questioning the vaccines, they've died.
Look what happened to Stan Myers and John Bedini and his brother and all these different alternative energy researchers that came out there with, you know,
dead.
Yeah.
Or suicided themselves twice. They shot themselves or something along those lines. Or they jumped off a cliff while shooting themselves,
yeah,
right?
One of them supposedly died of a broken heart.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you have the vaccine question where people have questioned it and died. You have the GMO, recently a guy who is exposing GMOs as a big issue, a big problem, died. You have people who are working with alternatives, like you say, energies or medicines or whatever it is. There are people who are dropping dead like flies, leaping off of cliffs. Their cars are going crazy and they have an accident and they die, but they shot themselves first. I mean, what you have to look at this stuff and say, what is that something? Here's a clue here, people. Wake up. There is some deep stater controlling factor here in all aspects of our life to control us, anything free, anything healthy, and what is damaging us, what is the real issues, people are dropping out like flies. They're being taken out.
Well,
you have to look at this, and if you're not looking at this, and you can't point a finger in a direction, well, there's a dark evil happening here, and some people are standing in that mess of dark evil, and they are controlling us and taking out good, honest truthers, people who are speaking the truth about how we are being poisoned, controlled, and led into the darkest place, you wind up dying.
My YouTube channel has 2,687,647 views. My subscribership says it's 8,336, and I have to say that the numbers of how many subscribers I'm supposed to have doesn't even represent anywhere near the number of views that I should have gotten on information that I shared on YouTube. And I figured out a long time ago that if I put anything like free energy into the tabs, It doesn't get hardly any views at all. If I just put something,
You're blocked.
Yeah, and so the same thing I feel like was going on with this radio network, even though I kind of got sneaky on them and I got one past them, but nonetheless, I still think that there's skewing going on in.
Well, you're just a conspiracy nutcase there.
Well, sure I am.
Because, Ez, what's wrong with you?
But,
do you really think that you're that important?
No, I don't think that I'm that important.
No, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm being snarky here.
What I think is that the words that are coming out of my mouth are not wanted by the elite to be hear people saying anything about free energy. For if we're over there fighting these other countries for resources and oil and potentially one day water, and there's a guy saying, oh, well, there ain't no energy crisis and global warming's a scam. And so, you know, obviously, if I put anything in there like that, you know, these views on these videos, they don't represent 8,336 subscribers. by this time I should have a lot more than subscribers that I've got. But I'm not complaining.
Well, I think you're just a nutcase, because I'm sitting here on my couch watching mainstream media, eating my Fritos and my polluted food and drinking fluoridated water, and I spend my whole life precariously living through, you know, these crazy shows where people attack each other. So I hear you saying this, but that, you know what? I know better, and you're a nutcase.
Well, you're probably right. I mean, I don't call it mad science for nothing, because it's a common sense factor. The lack of common sense going on out here is blowing my doors off, because
I'm being snarky.
Well,
I'm being snarky,
right.
But I'm pointing out the type of people that are making these judgments against you.
Yeah, that's the average
Joe out
there.
I'm talking about the mind control, the level of mind control that your average human being cannot accept. They can't go there, because they just say, well, I'm not mind controlled, not me. And nobody would mind control anybody anyway. We're all good people. We're the good people, right?
Well, I swear, in this day and age, there could quite literally be 100 buckets full of water and a house on fire, and the average Joe, you could have one guy come up and say, hey, look, there's all them buckets of water, let's put the house out, and everybody would stand around and argue why that was a stupid idea. Oh, no, we'll wait for the fireman.
Okay, well, that's where we are today with what's going on in Syria, with what's going on in the world. It's the same scenario over and over again, that the majority of people are brainwashed.
Yeah, the government.
They are interned in the net. They are caught.
Yep.
They can't think for themselves. Now, if you do the research on fluoride, you know, whatever, just that simple thing, what does it do, you know, basically? What's the mind control? What are the EMFPs or whatever, EMPs or whatever the heck they are? What is all this stuff, this mind control, these frequencies, these microwaves, these towers, these cell phones that basically are making people sick, and the microwaving of their own food? Like, what? Who on earth would do this? Well, because it makes my life convenient. What about getting chipped? Hello? Oh, yeah, people are lining up to get chipped. Yeah. Here's my theory. I'm 74. Yeah, how many years I have left, I don't know. But I'm going to be gone, and all the people in the same level of age category, they're all going to be leaving the planet. Guess what? The next generation's coming up. Maybe that's your generation. I don't know. How long are you going to be here? I don't know. Your age people, your level of age people.
Well,
so you have them.
I might like spontaneously combust from frustration.
All right, but you have the waves of generation leaving.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this. The waves of generation leaving, then there's a generation coming up already that is inundated with technology. Okay, these are the younger generation. They're inundated with this technology. They're stuck. They're caught in the net. They can't lift their heads up from their cell phones. They cannot unplug. This is brainwashing, folks, energetic brainwashing.
Yep.
They can't think for themselves. They are being owned, brainwashed, led, and so on. Information is coming at them like unbelievable amount of information, and it's corrupted information. They don't go to the real information because, well, the corruptors basically said we're nutcases, so we're conspiracy nutcases, so don't believe us. So I'm looking at the wave of generations that will be leaving this planet, okay? I'm looking at the younger generation who's already been inundated with technology and who are stuck in it. Now we have chipping. Chipping is a prophecy also, and I prophesied this over 20 years ago. Guess what? Someday everybody's going to be required to be chipped. Guess where we are today? That is happening. It's not requirement, but it's leading that way, because people are lining up.
It's already on your bank cards, and eventually...
Well, but I'm talking about the chip in your body.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying it's like stages, stepping
stones.
It's
a slow, it's an incremental induction into accepting this chipping. Now, you have the waves of generations leaving, the waves of generations coming up behind us. The one that is behind us, by the way, they are stuck in the internet now. They are okay with chipping. They are lining up to get chipped. So this is where we're going. Then there's going to be all the ones who maybe are the, I don't know, awake people or a certain generation are going to be gone off this planet. They've already incrementally introduced and inducted those to accept this artificial intelligence that they are going to become, because it's for the better of whomever. It will make you stronger. It will make you healthier. It's a good thing, blah, blah, blah. So then you got these generations coming up behind us, shaziz. These people who are coming up behind us will have no clue about the truth. They will not know history. History is being already taken down incrementally. It has been. We've been lied to about history over and over again. All the whole world has been lied about the real history.
Yep.
So that's the first step right there. So nobody is going to know anything except what they are being inducted with the chip. You will not be able to travel without a chip.
You know, it's think funny, it. Because in the Matrix, the guy said all he wanted to do was go back in and be completely oblivious to what was going on. He would do their dirty deed for them, but what he wanted in return was to be put back in the Matrix and have a good life and not know.
Well, that's called a lobotomy.
Yeah. Well,
let's all get a lobotomy so we're not bothered. I don't want to be bothered by this. I can't stand this. I don't want to know this stuff. It just bothers me. I just want to sit there and munch my Cheetos. You know.
And he also said in the Matrix that there would be people that would fight with everything they had to preserve the same system that was keeping them oppressed and enslaved.
Exactly. So when the truth comes out, they're not going to believe it. They're going to fight against it. There you go. So no matter what happens, prophecy is unfolding, folks.
Well, I'm saying.
So you will not be able to travel without a chip, even from whatever country to country, state to state. You will not be able to buy food without a chip. Money will be gone. Forget it. You don't need money anymore. They're working on that, aren't they?
Yep.
You will not be able to get gas without a chip. There won't be any tellers, bank tellers. There won't be any, cashiers, checkout, whatever cashiers. Now they've already implemented this cash yourself out, you know, those machines that you go to with your groceries and you sit there and you try to figure it out. There's already that. No money. You won't need money. Well, the banks are ending. The money's ending.
Let me point something out. Look, for all those people out there that believe in prophecies and stuff like that, and pretty much think that this is coming whether we like it or not. I want to point something out for me personally is that I am not going willingly into this world that they want to create.
Your generation. That's you.
Yeah,
there are those coming that will not have that ability.
I am going kicking and screaming and fighting with every last breath and every possible word of
I'm there sense. With you. I will not get chipped. So what does that lead me to?
Well, that means we're going to be hungry unless we learn how to feed ourselves without
exactly.
The
but then you have the other aspects of this too. So it's sovereignty. You see, they are working to, and why do you think that they have destroyed or attempted to destroy anyone who has information of another source, who is connected to the light, who has the wisdom and ancient knowledge given to all nations, black, red, yellow, and white? All the people over there on the other side of the big waters, you all had this connection. I call it the original instructions on how to be on this earth, live on this earth, in harmony and balance. Incrementally, every part of that has been taken down and corrupted by the cabal, by the deep state, who is in control by the Luciferian hater of all things sacrosanct and humanness. So this is a big thing that we have been slowly and incrementally over centuries and centuries been taken down. All those people who have the connectedness to Creator and truth and the way to live on this planet, the way to be in harmony and peace, and, create balance and harmony between the sacred masculine, the sacred feminine. All that's been corrupted. This is like a big picture here that we're looking
at.
It's
not just that. They're not just attacking the people. They are attacking the environment as well. And like
well,
I said,
yes, they are, because it's sacred, you see. Who are they?
I see trees on my property dying that should not be dying. I mean, evergreens are pretty doggone sturdy, and they are basically turning brown. All right?
Well, we know. Well, you see, this is the thing that I had to question this, because, everybody says, oh, it's the Rothschilds, oh, it's the Bilderbergs, oh, it's the elite, oh, it's the blood, it's the queen. I said, okay, who is really behind all of them?
Yeah.
There is something, and it came to me basically through spiritual connection, was that it's the Satan who hates everything, who doesn't want this earth to live. Okay, so therefore, these people are brainwashed, and they've sold their soul to the devil, you could say. That gives them the ability to not care about a tree, to not care whether the water is killing us, doesn't care about the chemtrails. These people have that ability. It is evil, folks. And that's why we say this is a spiritual battle.
Well, that's it's another portion of this deal is that this earth, according to my spiritual belief, is only temporary anyway. And so that means that after this world, we go to, you know, whatever, great infinity beyond or whatever. And so there's folks that don't care about this because they already know that this is only like a blip in time as far as the entirety of all of humanity's lives and stories and all that kind of stuff. So they don't have no problem tearing this place apart and destroying nature and humanity at every single turn, because what they think they're going to get after this is, you know, supposedly so much better than what we've got now. They don't like the fact that there might be a higher power that tells them what to do and what not to do. And all these individuals out there who are fighting for power right now on this little blip in time and space are basically destroying their own future without even realizing what the heck they're doing.
Maybe. Well, because they can't think for themselves because they are owned, controlled, manipulated. They've sold their soul to the devil. That's how they can do what they are doing that we say is very evil.
That could be the only excuse. That common sense says if you're doing this intentionally, you know, you're either stupid or you want this. You see what I'm saying?
Well, my question always has been, and people ask this question, what's wrong with these people? How can they do such a thing? How can they do such evil? Don't they have children too? They need to drink the water. They need to, you know, breathe the air. So that led me to this, because they sold their soul to the devil. When you sell your soul to the devil, what are you told? What are you given? What are you promised?
Everything that under the sun, all your heart's desires, you're promised. But the promise is not able to be given by the person that's promising.
It will never be given.
That's
because
right.
They don't get it. Because that's the lie, you see. That is the lie. And yes, and what has happened to morals? What has happened to common sense? What has happened to compassion? Nothing. It's just gone down the tubes. Why? How can people be so, you know, disconnected from another human being that is suffering right in front of them? So this is evil. This is a plan, you know, and you may think I'm a nutcase, but I can only say to you, this is only the answer I got from source is, you know, how can the people do this? How can there be such evil? Well, get real, there is evil.
Well, and with that said, I am going into the future. If it looks the way that I see it coming, the way that everything is playing out, I'm going into the future kicking and screaming and fighting for everything I got. I want my family to have a chance, and even if it's a lost cause, they're not putting a chip in my body.
How will you be? So here's the thing. Let's go further. When the time comes when you are, you know, your body dies, when your physical self expires, and the spirit within you, okay, moves out, which is, you have to, of course, believe in a spirit that is embodied within us. You have to know this spirit. You know, that no matter what happens, how do we behave while we are alive? What do we do when we are alive? Because you're going to be questioned.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you get to that other side, in our way, in the traditional way, it's like there's going to be these ancient ones standing there, grandmothers and grandfathers, we call them, and they're going to say to you, granddaughter, grandson, we gave you a job to do on the earth. How did you do? Because you're going to have to, like they say, I don't know, in other places, or maybe the Bible, they say, you know, you're going to have to answer to whomever.
Yeah.
About how, so this is the piece. No matter what we know, true, false, doesn't matter. It is up to you individually how you live your life. If you live your life with goodness and compassion and reaching out to others, and, you know, there's a lot of things here that we need to look at. What are you choosing? We have been given free will. How do you choose to live your life no matter what is going on? If there's evil, if there's madness, if there's insanity, if there's manipulation, if there's awful evil stuff going on here, it's up to you individually how you choose to live your life. Are you going to be spewing out hate? Are you going to be spewing out judgments? Are you going to be jealous? Are you going to be hurting people? Are you going to be whatever it is? What are you choosing? Are you going to be compassionate? Are you going to not allow yourself to speak dark things? You know, my teacher, Wallace Black Elk, said to us, he said, when you hear something, don't let it go out of your mouth if it's harmful, if it's negative, if it's jealousy, if it's judgments. Let it go in one ear and out the other, because you will then be propagating that darkness, that evil, that hurt, that harm energetically. You know, he didn't use the words energetically, but that's really what it's about. We can choose how we live our lives because we are living here a short time. That's it. How are we going to function? What are we going to choose? Because we can be manipulated, and we are, but you still have free will. You are a sovereign being. But are you really? Are you choosing that? Or are you falling into the dark, judgmental, snarky comments, snarky remarks? I was talking to someone who I know since childhood, happens to be a relation of mine, who is on Facebook constantly attacking Trump. Snarky, trumping this, trumping that, Stormy Daniels, blah, blah, blah. And you know, I was really getting sick of it. I'm not a trumper, I have to keep saying that. I don't like that energy. Okay, that energy is so destructive. That judgmental, that snarkiness, that hatefulness, that is a destructive energy, and it hits us all.
Well, I'm right there with you, and the only thing I'm wanting from people out there in this world is to, before you react, to step back, and I mean literally step back and look at what's going on and what's being said by all parties, before you open your mouth or before you load up your
gun. All right, but let's
gun.
Do it in a way. Let's do it in a way that is not damaging.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, if I don't agree with certain things that certain people are doing, and I could say Trump is one of them, I don't agree with certain things about that man, but I am not going to be a person that's going to throw out negative energies, judgments, snarky comments, because that's a damaging energy that you are taking you have to take responsibility for. So anyway, let me finish the story. So I'm not the only one. Another person got on Facebook who obviously knows my cousin, and who said that, you know, against him about his remarks. You know, like, people don't want it. People are sick of it. They're not necessarily for Trump. They're recognizing this energy that is really, it's a sickening energy. It's damaging. So I wrote something about, it would be a beautiful day, an amazing day, if I woke up and there were no snarky comments being thrown out, no negative things being thrown out upon another, and where people aren't out there judging others in a negative, hurtful way. It would be a beautiful day, you know?
Yep.
And I said, and we are being all manipulated by mainstream media, CNN, NBC, ABC, blah, 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 with any whatever C in it. We are all being manipulated because that is deliberately controlling us with wrong information. And people are falling for it. And they just spew out this rhetoric because they saw it on CNN, or they saw it on even Fox News, or they saw, wherever they saw it. So they're taking this information, okay, that is harmful, may not be real, majority of it isn't, and throwing it out upon the web, upon the people, upon everyone, even people they don't see. Energetically, they're throwing it out. So I'm saying this, I'm writing this, right? I'm saying how, you know, we need to be more conscientious, we need to do research, we need to know what we are really speaking about, but not be in a negative, hurtful, harmful, energetic way. Now, I could say, I don't agree with this person, alright? I have a different perspective, okay? And I want to share my perspective. But no, people don't do that. They spew out hate, they spew out judgments, and all that stuff. There's a different energy there. So my cousin responded, this person responded and said, yeah, I've been thinking about that. Okay, now this is a new area he reached. Yeah, I've been thinking about that, not to be led to spew out all these negative things and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. He said, it's a challenge. I said, yes, it is a challenge. It's a big challenge. That was his words. It's a challenge, but I'm going to work on that, he said. Okay. 2 days later, guess where he is? Back to the same dark, negative, disgusting comments.
Well, that's why I keep saying, if you don't know for fact that it's the truth, then don't claim it as truth and repeat it as truth, because this is what we got going on. This is.
But you could say that something isn't true. You could say that you don't agree.
I don't
you
know.
You could disagree with something or someone's policy or without putting out a dark negative energy. This is what I'm talking about, right? We have a choice. What am I going to vibrate? What am I going to expel out of myself? What am I spewing out into the sacred web? Because what goes around comes around.
Well, give me an idea of how I can say stop it to a world that I see getting ready to jump on the bandwagon. That's could potentially, and I'm not saying it is, but could potentially escalate into World War III. I mean, how do I...
Well, you can say, stop, we need to stop this hurtful, negative behavior, you know. I mean, you're saying it, but if you pick out a person and you start trashing that person because they are the ones to blame,
yeah.
No, they are not the ones to blame. There's more here involved than you realize, so you just keep pointing out...
It's a system my grievance is with. And it's the fact that, you know, you can't even get the truth from what supposedly the trusted mainstream media. It's time for those places to be shut down. They're propaganda machines.
Well, there's information about certain people, and this is put out by the mainstream media, who want to destroy persons. They want to destroy for their own benefit, for their own agenda. And people are falling for this, so they're going to spew out very dark, negative things about a person who they really don't know what is really going on behind the scenes. Now, again, just talking about Trump, I'm not a Trumper, but I feel that I will not allow myself to set out into the atmosphere, onto the sacred web, something, words or whatever, that are dark or negative or harmful. What I put out will come back to me, will affect my children, my grandchildren, and so on and so forth. That's what we have to know. If you believe in Metakuyeo Yasin, that we are all related, that means energetically. It doesn't mean, yeah, we're all people. Oh, yeah, I see you. No, it means energetically. We are all related to not only humans energetically, but to the whole of creation energetically. So that energy is a key piece. You can disrupt that energy, you can corrupt that energy, you can harm that energy through your words. This is the power of our thoughts, our words, and our beliefs. Have a frequency, have an energy. Either it's high or it's low. Either it's going to trash, you know, the positives, or it's going to bring on the negatives. Now, so you can say, okay, I disagree with what you are saying. I have a different perspective, and I'm not particularly fond of, or I don't like the, you know, what you're doing, whatever. But if I say, you know, you're a real a-hole, you know, you're a creep, you're a blah, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's different. I'm just saying, it's up to us, to what we create. We are co-creators. What are we creating with our words, our thoughts? Doesn't mean you don't speak the truth.
We supposedly are a nation of laws, and we're supposedly, a society that's supposed to be, humane, I don't know, whatever.
Well, we're the good guys.
Yeah, we're supposed to be. Well, and that comes with responsibility as far as I'm concerned, and so, you know, if you have a platform to speak on, you should be held accountable to the truth. And if it's not, if it's proven that what you just spewed out that could potentially have hazardous effects to the world, I mean the whole world, because this isn't just America that's going to suffer through this mess if it gets out of hand, which it may have already, I don't know, because we've been on here for a while, but nonetheless, there should, if we're going to have a government and there's going to be laws, there needs to be some sort of doggone law put out there that holds the media accountable, alternative and mainstream media accountable, that if you put out false propaganda or information out there, that they hit you so hard in the wallet that it would be ridiculous. I mean, you'd be shut down overnight. How much the fines would be for lying to the people of the world. It needs to be done. Because, you know, if this information ain't even vetted, that's why I was saying earlier about if Trump is compartmentalized, and for those of you who don't know what compartmentalized is, only the need-to-know basis, but imagine this man in the center who's the one that can sign the checks or, you know, push the buttons and stuff like that because he's got the power as president. But if he's surrounded by advisors that are telling him flat-out lies, and those flat-out lies are being regurgitated through the mainstream media, propaganda machine, that are then in turn getting all the people of the world on the bandwagon, oh yeah, this is terrible, we got to go protect these people, and then we go over there and harm those people in the process of supposedly protecting them. You take that man out of power, who's stepping in his place? That was another question he asked. And if you take Trump out of power, who's the next one in line there? I mean, think about this. Hillary had all these kind of criminal charges against her that she pretty much skated right over, not even had nothing. And all these different people that, you know, all this information came out about them doing things that could even be classified as treason, and nobody's gone to jail or nothing like that. Well, if that's the case, and you get the man out of office who everybody elected, and maybe he is a bad guy, I don't know, maybe he did some dirty deeds, who knows? But you get take him out of power, and then they get their hands back into the system and put somebody who's worse in there, and suddenly we are really going to war. That's the whole thing. We're playing Russian roulette with six or seven bullets in the gun. It's nuts. This is what.
Well, I'm going to say that if you may feel good if you spew out nasty stuff, because there will be plenty of other people that will side with you.
I'm tired of the nasty. I want people telling the truth. I'm sick and tired of being lied to and propagandized. I was surprised to hear Tucker say what he said on Fox, but nonetheless, I'm pretty much sure that after he did that episode right there, there might be a case that he may be the next one in line to not be having a job, because he's sitting there saying the same thing, kind of what I'm saying, is that we should know for sure that anything's going on before we act. And we don't know yet. I mean, it's time to put on the brakes. Slow it down before it ever even gets started. If you are going to do something, make sure that it is wisdom that is guiding it, and not some crazy behind the scene propagandizing to further an agenda. You know, those guidestones that says they want the world down to 500 million people or whatever. That's so ridiculous, it ain't even remotely funny, but the thing is that there are people out there who actually believe that they want that they know these prophecies are written out there, and they want to speed it up so that they can get this, they want to get battle on, pretty much. And I'm not wanting it to happen, you know, so maybe it is written in stone, maybe it's going to happen whether I like it or not, but I'm not going into the chaos without kicking and screaming and raising up the light and saying, look, folks, you need to step back and take a peek because you're being had. This is how I feel about this whole deal. We got the answers to fix all these problems that we supposedly have in this world. And it ain't going to be through no leadership that it gets done. It's going to be through the average Joe. Okay, if it was divine inspiration that one day we would meet this chaotic doomsday war, and it's going to happen regardless, I would think that most people would probably want to delay that as soon as possible, as long as possible, so that we could allow our children to at least have some sort of life before it's all over with. I mean, take them to the movies and then yank them out before the previews even start. They didn't even have a chance to experience life. And now all these knuckleheads out here who think that they want this one world government to make it so much better, and you're going to have this nifty little chip that's going to unlock your doors for you and feed you and all this kind of stuff. Don't even have to go to the doctor. The medicine's delivered to your house. That's the perfect world, right? Well, track record says wrong. That's where I'm at.
Well, I just popped this video. Again, whatever I'm speaking about and this information here, I'm only sharing with you what I've seen or some of my own inner perspectives and so on. I'm not asking you to believe me. I don't do that. I'm asking you to use your own inner truth meters to investigate, to do research. Now, I just popped in this QAnon Trust POTUS and what's really going on in Syria piece. Watch that video. Discern for yourself.
I'll definitely watch it because I'm hoping that the QAnon there is basically telling the truth and that they're, you know, it's like this. When you're playing chess or any game like that, or even poker for that matter, you might have an incident where you sucker somebody or bluff them, and that might be what's going on. That's what my hopes are. My hopes is it's all a bluff that...
Well, this is important because now you will find all different information. Now, why I popped in this QAnon piece is because looking at QAnon here for the last maybe over a year now, there have been legitimate pieces that this QAnon posts that actually happen. There's another person, Dr. Jerome Corsi, that you can Google, updates Dr. Jerome Corsi. I'm looking here on the site, but I don't see any of him right now. Updates for April 2018, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Find his YouTube, because there are people who take his information and they just put it on a YouTube. But he's a person who is very involved in intel, has been involved in intel, in the government, also close to Trump and others. And if you don't like Trump, you're going to immediately say, well, then I don't like Corsi.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and that's going to prevent you from really finding the truth, because that's a reaction that people go into. And that's a sad thing, because you're not going to really go into information that you can actually hear or read and then discern.
Yeah, all sides of the story, all facts on the table, look at them, use wisdom. That's what we're saying.
You have to do that. You cannot, here it is, it's like people have this knee-jerk reaction. Immediate knee-jerk reaction because they've been listening or watching mainstream media that is the cabal, the elite,
who wants
World War III, who wants one world order, and this is a big piece here. So I'm just sharing this link with you, okay? But you can do more investigation, and I'm saying that this QAnon. Now, there's another piece here. Patty and I have talked about this. We've questioned everything. You have to question everything. Now, even if you have a sense that this might be real, you still have to question. And I'm sorry. Today you do. Because even when you go down the rabbit holes and you find a piece of truth or insight, within that may be corruptedness. Okay? This is how serious this is, and that's why you have to basically have your own instincts, but you still have to question everything. I don't take anything, even what Q says, even though we've very much identified that a lot of what is going on there is really, let's say, aligned with a reality piece. I question everything, okay? So I'm asking you people to do that. If you really want to find the truth, we have to find the truth that feels within ourselves real and true,
yeah.
Not what somebody else tells us. Not what somebody else pushes upon us. Not even if I'm saying to you, I think I'm a fairly, you know, good, decent person here, but you don't know me out there, right? You don't really know me. So I'm asking you to do your own research, you know. Like I'm saying, Patty and I have been doing this for many years, And you have to have this, your own inner instinct, okay? And even when you have the inner instinct that says, yeah, this seems right, you still have to question. You still have to go further. I'm just saying. So this is a good opportunity for us to really not go off the deep end, not get freaking out, but let's seek more truth before we do that. And I always say, the main piece to me, because I've been told this, you know, through my prayers and connectedness, is that the main piece is we are in a spiritual battle right now, and we must get right with our Creator. We have to come into alignment. So that means that we can't be dropping off cliffs here into the dark and screaming and carrying on and tearing our hair out because of what we see on mainstream media.
Well, I'm guilty of that one.
What?
I said I'm guilty of that one because I'm like, it's like I'm saying common sense being thrown out the doggone window, and all I want is for people to slow down, take a look, big look around. I'm going to step back and get the big picture and weigh all the evidence, not just one side of the doggone story like what we know happens on all these mainstream media networks. They got their followers, and whatever these people say on there, it, regardless of any fact, they could sit there and flat out lie to these people, and they would eat it up, hook, line, and sinker. And those are the ones who go sign up to go to war with the people, say, well, yeah, we got to go over there and get this terrible person or whatever, regardless of the cost, life-wise or financial-wise or, you know, integrity-wise. For, you know, I hate it when I hear people say how terrible America is, because it's not, America isn't the government, it's the people. But if the people are supporting a corrupt government, then we got an issue, because they're doing everything that they're doing under our name. That's where it gets me the most.
Well, I'm just going to give you an example of questioning and then questioning and then questioning again and doing deeper and deeper and deeper research, because Patty and I were down the rabbit hole looking at this whole thing about the Middle East, the prophecy, biblical prophecy about who will be involved there, what countries will be involved, and so on and so forth. And then you go into the biblical prophecy of the Gog-Magog war, and or Gog and Magog, and so. So we were looking at that. We were looking
Damascus.
At
Damascus.
Well, yeah,
it's
but
there.
Here's the thing. Well, but then you have just specifically talking about, okay, in the Bible, there's conflict. There's conflicting information. And this particular piece showed us this, because we were reading different persons who have supposedly Bible knowledge. But in the Bible, they were quoting certain revelations in regard to Gog and Magog. And we were just looking at that because it didn't, something didn't seem right. And then we found this piece, another biblical revelation, you know, from a different source, that was saying that it is not Gog and Magog. That originally Gog Magog, that Satan or the devil was called Gog Magog. So it's not two different aspects here, Gog and Magog, and they are not aligned with a country. So throw that out the window. Because all along we've been believing that, okay, if you're looking at biblical prophecy, what's going to happen? The Gog, the king of Gog, and the other king of Magog from north and south, which means countries, are going to be involved in this final war. Okay, the Armageddon, or bringing on the Antichrist and so on. But now we realize that, wait a second, okay, we found this piece, and it was pretty enlightening, and it seemed exact to both of us, energetically, frequency-wise, or truth meter-wise. We pulled this up, and it was okay. Gog, Magog, forget what you read, that it's going to be Russia and whatever. It doesn't mean that Russia is not going to be involved, but Russia is not the king of the north, and so on, is not the king of the south. Gog, Magog. It is one entity, which is Satan, which means, from all the four quarters, Gog Magog will draw in the nations that will go against Creator, God or Christ. And that's written in this piece. So it's not just two countries. It's the whole of the four quarters. So meaning that spread throughout the world into the four quarters, Gog Magog, one entity, Satan, is drawing people, us, if you choose it, if you're taken, if you choose and allow it, toward the Antichrist, toward creating this final Armageddon war of, you know, of madness where everything is annihilated. And this is why we say this is a spiritual war. You see what I'm talking about? We are all in this spiritual war. Every one of us. So the spiritual war is within us and our experience. What are you going to choose?
Well, even those folks that don't believe in any kind of spirituality are still in the same war. It doesn't matter whether you're a believer or not a believer, because you're still in the same war, because we're all still in the same boat. This is our world, our boat. We're all living in it. We're supposedly family and helping each other out and caretakers and all that kind of stuff. And we're seeing quite to the contrary. Few people step up to go out of their way to help others out and do things, kindness, acts of kindness or whatever. That, you know, if everybody was to lead by example, you know, you want the world a better place, and so you get out there and you do something positive to this world. That more positivity that you put in this world, the better. If we're going to rely on our supposed elected officials to speak on our behalf and to do things supposedly in our better interest, and so far throughout all these years we've seen nothing but a track record of trash.
Okay, so listen, Grizz put this up. Grizz said Trump, Putin, and Assad are all working together and destroying the deep state within Syria. Trump, Putin, and Assad. And he's right on that. Who is this deep state within Syria? Okay, it's not just within Syria, but it's because we're focusing on Syria. Now, this has to be the case, Grizz says. Trump, and he's right on this, Trump cannot help Russia because the mainstream media would scream, see, collusion with Russia, and he is helping a murdering Syrian dictator. So what a great idea. Use the bomb Assad for genocide, okay? Bomb Assad for genocide. Story. That's a story. And actually take down deep state. Enjoy the show. Trust the plan. What makes a good movie? Great actors. This is not World War III, and I agree. This is the beginning of peace and another perspective, and I agree.
Well, and I hope that's the case.
Now, I think he's saying this from the post I just put up. I'm not positive. He can verify that. Or it's from his own brilliant mind, which I'm sure Grizz has.
I'm hoping that they're flushing out the roaches. That's what I'm hoping that they're doing, because that would be the best case scenario. But if he's fell for it and everyone else is out there falling for it, and Americans, citizens start jumping on the bandwagon, even British citizens, all the other ones out there, Russian citizens, everybody from every nation, if the citizens from every nation start jumping on the bandwagon of war, it's going to end poorly. And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying here today. Now, I ain't trying to fearmonger nobody. I'm just trying to say common sense has to start shouting itself as loud as physically possible, and that means every average Joe out there saying, hold on, put the brakes on, slow down, let's get the facts together, because the alternative is not what we the people want. That's what I'm trying to say. I hope Trump's on the right track.
Our dear friend, Neutrons, Protons, and Electrons says, we know who you are, I think yees are all conspiracy nuts.
Well, we may very well be, but have we not been given a perfect reason for putting all this stuff out there? Seriously. I mean, we've been told by the mainstream media these incidents were going on. We found out later on through research from all different people from all different nations that things weren't told the way they should have been. And that includes shooting episodes and the World Trade Center, all that. The mainstream narrative never matched up with the facts. And then those who question why it is that this doesn't match up, why people said that they didn't see no planes and people said they did, and then there people said there was bombs, and so on down the line. All we wanted all along through this entire deal was to preserve freedom and safety for everybody, but not at the expense of freedom and safety via lies and propaganda, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Look, in our experience, everywhere we are, no matter what we're doing, no matter what we're saying, there will be people who try to sidetrack you. There will be people who jump in, I call them shills or, you know, interrupters or deceivers or whatever you want to call it, right? We're having a conversation here that is very significant and very important. And there's always going to be someone, no matter where you are, that's going to jump in to try to distract you, to try to interrupt your conversation.
Yep.
You know, these things are very obvious to me. I know those people very well, okay? So I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there to you guys. That's all. It's going to be there. You're going to run into these people who are basically tagged, who are being used, who are basically set out to disrupt your conversation, or maybe you're getting into something real and true. Guess what? They're going to jump in, and they're going to disrupt your conversation.
The government said they weren't, and it was proven that they were on multiple occasions, so that started a track record. The mainstream media said that this was happening. Later on, it was found out that that was happening instead. And so their track record stinks as well. And then when you see continuously people beating the drums of war all the doggone time, when the 90% of all Americans are war weary, we're tired of it. We're out working our booties off trying to take care of our families, try to pay our mortgages and keep fuel and food on the table and all that kind of stuff there. And we're sick and tired of all this war. Russian citizens don't want war. British citizens don't want war. The citizens of the world don't want war. It's a small minority of that movie The Dots that we are allowing to quite literally go around and bomb people into third world status and sit there and have us pay the bill. When are we going to stop paying the bill? That's the question.
You have to keep your eye on the goal. What is your personal goal?
My personal goal is to do anything and everything possible that is right to send positive information out to everybody, to give people an opportunity to have both sides of the story, all facts on the table, all solutions available, any information that is going to even remotely make this world a better place. That's what I want.
Well, here's Grizz says again, the masses these days usually focus on the negative, dirty laundry, if you will, not optimistic.
Well, I'm like a sponge, and that negativity is like draining my
well,
energy.
So I'm talking to you then.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted you here.
And they're not optimistic, so thus allowing the masses to be distracted. There you go. Deceit is a very useful tool in the effort to accomplish an objective, so I try to look at things from a more than one perspective. And yes, Grizz, he's right.
Yeah.
Yes, he's right. This is true. This is what we have to be aware of, folks. The masses usually focus on the negative, and they're not optimistic. This, we have to stop that nonsense. I don't care what is going on. I asked you what your main focus is. To me, my main focus is knowing that I'm in alignment with, okay, I'm in alignment with what I feel is a source of light and love and compassion, no matter what is going on. And I put out a request for a worldwide prayer the other day on Facebook, by the way. My request was that we need to help those who are really lost, those who are corrupt, those who are doing really dark things, and also mainly for the leaders of countries where there is war, where there is possible war rising, where there are dark things and terrible things going on that are happening to the people who are basically our people. I don't care where they are.
Yeah.
So I said this prayer needs to be put out. I'm praying. I want to pray. And I named all the ones. I named Trump. I named Putin. I named Assad. I named the Ayatollah Khomeini, I named Netanyahu, I named all these men who are basically in control of our lives and the lives of the people there who need to be touched by Creator, who needs to have their hearts, their minds, and their spirit awaken. Their minds need to shift. Their hearts need to open.
Yep.
I'm putting out that prayer, and I'm asking everyone, instead of spewing out hatred, instead of throwing out this negative energy and adding to the dark, feeding the dark, because that's what we're doing.
Yep.
When you spew out hatred, negativity, snarky comments, you are feeding the dark.
Yep.
That's what you're feeding. And so I'm asking everyone to come into their own hearts who have the ability. We know the power of prayer. I know the power of prayer. I have seen miracles happen. We have seen miracles happen with the power of prayer. So my prayer is that every one of us who are listening and those who have the ability, pray for these leaders to be touched by Creator, God, Wankantaka, I don't care who you pray to, okay, to be touched where their minds become clear, where they focus on the goodness, what they can do to choose and make determinations and decisions that will help the people, the coming generations, that their hearts open, that they realize the sacredness of this earth, and the children and so on, that their spirits be awakened.
Yep.
That's my prayer. I am not going to spew out. I don't care who it is. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care how vile and evil they are. I'm praying that Creator steps in and helps those people to change them from evil, the dark, manipulators, to the light and compassion and awaken them. That's my prayer.
That's right. And every time you go out there and you repeat the narrative, this person's a racist and that person's this or that, or any label you throw on them, you're just basically a tool. You're being used to keep the division going. So the more you spread around, this person's a racist, you need to be praying for that racist.
This is not a joke.
It's not.
It's not a joke, people.
It's not. It's
and
serious.
I'm going to tell you that again. This is not a joke. I'm saying it. This is not a joke. This is a serious situation we are in. We're talking about the lives of our children, our grandchildren, the earth. We're talking about this. So, yeah, you're screaming and carrying on and all that stuff and snarky comments and joking. It's not funny.
Yeah.
This is real.
And let's
this
go,
is
let's
serious
go over and bomb
to me.
Them. That, you know, people are saying, let's go over and bomb him. Let's get this scumbag out of there. He's a murderer or whatever. They don't know. How can you say go over and bomb somebody when you don't know? You don't know the facts. Even the people who say they have the facts don't know.
That's
for sure.
Right. That's exactly what I am saying. So I don't find this anything to joke about. I'm taking this very seriously, and I do believe in prayer.
I'm glad you said that.
I do believe in the power of that.
Because every time somebody tells me, even if they're only saying it for attention, that they want to commit suicide, I take that serious. Anytime somebody says potential World War III, I take that serious because I know the implications to all of us when one of us is hurt. That's, man, it's aggravating to me because, personally, spiritually, I think I'm all right where I'm at because I do feel like I'm in touch with my Creator. But as far as the rest of the world out there, my heart bleeds for the rest of the world. I'm tired of seeing people suffering needlessly. In the world of alternative energy, I can't even say the word free energy without getting some crackpot out there telling me how ignorant I am or trying to convince me that everything that I studied all my life is wrong without trying to come out there and say, okay, I disagree, but here's a potential solution to why I think you're wrong and we can work together and we can resolve it. That's what I've been asking for. Come to the table, Knights of the Round Table, Mad Science Show, come to the table, put your evidence on the table, your solutions and ideas on the table. That's how we get things done. That's how we fix things together. We resolve them together. But going out there doing what we're doing now, and I say we because I'm painting with a wide brush, because we are all related, and every single time that one of us advocates for war, we're advocating for all of our brothers and sisters at the same time, something that we don't want on ourselves. So why would we want it on them?
Well, I I don't mean to insult anyone. I'm passionate about this because this is very real, folks. We are in a timeline now, and prophecy is showing us this on many levels. And for me, it's the shift from the fourth world of chaos, the prophecy of that, and into the fifth world, 1,000 years of peace. This is about mending the sacred hoop. You can't mend the sacred hoop if you are snarky, if you are nasty, if you don't take this seriously. So to me, this is a very serious circumstance where we find ourselves today. It is all in our hands. How serious are you about, what is your beliefs? What are your deep beliefs about the power of prayer, about the power of, you know, compassion, about making change? Really, if you want change, we're responsible for it.
Yeah.
You know, and ultimately it is about ourselves and our Creator. I don't care whether you believe in it or not. You'll find out. I can't say, you know, what you're going to find out, but I've been in that light. I've had that experience. I know you have too. I'm just saying that to me, we are in an amazing, extraordinary time. It is a serious time to get serious, to either use the power and the gifts we have been given to make a difference and a change. But ultimately, it's about you, individual, but it's a collective thing too. So I'm just saying that I'm very serious about this. I don't mean to insult anyone, but I'm passionate about this because I see that we are in a timeline, a point in time, where we need to get right with our Creator. We need to raise the frequency. We need to be in our heart spirits. If we're not, you're not going to shift into that fifth world. You're going to stay in the world of chaos.
That's right.
The world of chaos. We've been in the world of chaos for centuries. And the chaos is rising and it's dragging you back in. If you are making snarky negative remarks, you're being dragged into the chaos. You're feeding the dark. Excuse me, because it's an energy. Your words have a power. They are energy. Your thoughts have a power. Your emotions have a power.
Oh.
So we have been given that powerful gift to either be in a positive frequency or a negative frequency, to either feed the dark and stay in that chaos, okay, or shift into a higher frequency.
All I'm asking is for everybody to hold up the doggone truth. Hold it up high enough where everybody can see it. That's all I'm asking. Hold the truth up there so that everybody can see it and make a right decision of where to go. You got people out here willing to fix the world. They're honestly willing. There's people that aren't senators, aren't congressmen. They're just the average people out there that are willing to fix this world. But if they don't believe it's even possible, then if hope is gone, then we might as well just not even do these radio shows or YouTube videos or anything like that. What's the point? If it's all going down the toilet anyway, let's just let it all slide. That's where that show was starting off. Yes, the last time the Knights of the Round Table, when I said sarcastically, let us all go to war. If it's all hopeless and there ain't nothing we can do about it, which I totally disagree, because we have that power that Barbara just mentioned. We were born with that power to do something about it. It's our choice what world we want to live in. If we want to live in a world where these so-called elitists in representation of the world want to destroy humanity for their own gain, and in the process destroy this actual world, nature itself, I mean, let their actions speak for what their true agenda is. And if their actions is, when we're called stupid for saying that they shouldn't be spraying stuff in the sky, and then years later it actually comes out that that we're doing that, and now that we started we can't stop? Really? Come on. It stops being a conspiracy theory when birds start dropping from the sky. When trees start dying off, and all this fish and all the stuff, you get all this pollution in every single direction. We're all the environmentalists. You see them on TV, but you never see them on the Mad Science Show. You never see them on the Knights of the Round Table. Where are all the environmentalists? Where are all the protesters of the world? Where are they? They're not here. They're not here with a solution. They're out there getting everybody riled up, telling everybody doomsday's around the corner, but never, ever getting anything done. They're standing there with their wooden stick and their paper sign, and it says save the trees, and they're not out planting trees. They're not planting seeds of hope. They're out there planting negativity after negativity. And it's got to stop. And the only ones that's able to stop that is you and me together. That's what we've been saying. You bring them people to the table, and if their actions don't speak louder than words after that point, when we tell them that there are solutions available using real science, then you know their true colors. And if the governments of the world sit there and tell you there's a problem and it can't be resolved, then you know by their actions what the problem is, and that's them. We sit here on the Knights of the Round Table and explain the science of the so-called carbon emission, and for that get mocked and ridiculed and whatever, and everybody is doom and gloom and everything's terrible, we're all going to die, and we're trying to say, look, it's not the case, and even if it were the case, this is the resolution in order how to resolve it. There are other ways to use the energy that we've been provided, that we can still live in the luxury and still be able to talk to each other on the internet, but we don't have to harm this world. Our life-giving force, we don't have to, destroy nature in order to do so. The solutions are and have been available for so many years, thousands of years, if not the entire history. We've had everything we needed, every resource provided. We've had an overabundance of everything. The earth is over three quarters covered in water, and yet there's somebody on this planet dying of thirst? Really? I mean, come on, people. What's it going to take? What's it going to take for somebody just to pop a link over to say, hey, look, these folks are talking common sense, and we should go over there and join them and see if we can't help out with the process of educating and helping people understand, how to seek the truth. I'm not saying that I have the only truth or any of the truth for that matter. I'm just saying that if we're looking for it honestly together, and we put all this information on the table, then there ain't no rush to judgment such as taking us into a potential World War III scenario where everybody, if nuclear bombs really exist, that we would ever, be able to come out the other side and be for the better. It's not. It would be for the worse. Anytime we get a world conflict, it's always for the worse, because we lose thousands, if not millions, of our brothers and sisters in a situation that never had to be. Now, I believe in God, and I'm never going to stop believing in God. From the things that I've seen and witnessed in my life, I'm going to testify to all those things every opportunity I got. I'm not going to try to force you to believe the way that I believe. I'm just going to show you with my actions of what it is that I believe that we need to be doing. These world governments out there, or whatever, these elitists that want, the bankers that keep manipulating and turning and twisting and suckering everybody into going to war and fighting amongst each other and hating each other because you got a different belief than I do, or you look differently than I am, or whatever, the red and blue team scenario that's playing out. If you ever want the truth, if you ever want true freedom, if you ever want a better world, then you've got to get your head out of that mentality. And if you're going to listen to any of the mainstream media, listen to all of the mainstream media before you make a decision, and then don't stop there. Research into the alternative media, see what everybody's saying before you go off the handle and start supporting somebody who's going to destroy somebody else's life, including yours.
Yeah. Because even Grizz says trying to analyze or predict others' intentions without all the facts and factors is one thing, but should not form an opinion due to lack of intelligence or lack of intel. And he's right. And this is where the mainstream media knows that people will jump on what they say and then pass it on and spew it out as truth.
Yeah, and all we're doing is fighting amongst each other who's right and who's wrong, when in reality, our clock is ticking. You know?
That's why I say we're in a spiritual battle, dark and light, positive, negative. Either you're going to hold yourself in the higher frequency or not. Either you're going to be taken into spewing out a bunch of stuff that has no bearing on us, really. In the end, it does not have any bearing. It really doesn't.
No, no.
You know, how do you live your life now? If you are a person who claims to be a spiritual person, it's just all over the same thing. I have seen people who claim to be a spiritual person who really do harm to others.
I lead my life where every single person that comes through my door and on their way out gets a hug, and I tell them I love them. And I do it every day religiously, if that's the word you want to use. Constantly, I'm consistent. I tell everybody I love them. I try to lead by example. Like in my house, I try to not allow obscene language in front of children. I try to do the best that I can. I'm not by any means perfect or even proclaiming to be perfect, but I do the best that I can to stay true to the beliefs that I have from my own personal spiritual journey.
Here's the thing for me. It's sort of like I have seen people who claim to be spiritual who really I guess something overtakes them, and I guess that's like that dark energy, and they suddenly start spewing out negatives. That's not a spiritual person. You have to either you're a loving person or you're not.
Yep.
You can't be both.
And it's
you can't
really
be a
simple to
that's right.
tip over to the dark side. It's so ridiculously simple to be sucked onto the dark side.
Well, you can't say or claim to be a spiritual person and spew out negatives. I don't care if the negatives are true.
That's right.
I know there are negatives. I know there are people who are doing harm, but I am not going to be the one to add to the dark by spewing out the dark negative energies. I'm just not.
Now, it's how you deliver the message, folks. It is you deliver the message. You could deliver the same message in a you need to know this kind of manner, but not to I'm trying to scare the crud out of you to get you to follow what I'm trying to get you to do or agenda or any. It's not agenda driven here at Shaziz Radio. It's never been an agenda. The only thing that we want out of this entire deal is for people to benefit.
What you just said, the delivery is the key.
Yeah.
It's how you say something. So if you want to speak truth to lies, you must know all of the details. You cannot just take a portion and say that's, you know, all right, I'm going to spew that out.
Yeah, this side said we were monkeys, and that side said that we were creation. And so both sides, you got both evidences on the table, not just one or the other. And so that gives a person a chance to exercise their free will to see what resonates. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, but you know, I want to say that there are things that we have believed in for generations. You know, this is where we're caught up, you know. I mean, I look at the systematic, incremental brainwashing that all of us, our parents, our grandparents, and so on, have been under.
Yep.
If you can understand this piece, that everything we've been told pretty much has been manipulated and lies. Our history. Look, just look at the history of Turtle Island, you know. And then we could go to the history of the European countries and all other countries, you know. I mean, everyone was really, basically, the truth was really manipulated and through generations, and they were all taken on a roadway, a pathway, and we're all on that pathway of lies about our history, you know. And you have to come to some point where you say, like you're saying, stop it.
Yeah.
It's in our hands to stop it and to come to understand the bigger picture, to really know that, unfortunately, yes, this is a big cabal, a big elitist circumstance here that has been working us incrementally through generations. The plan goes back so far, and it's a very dark plan.
And you can't get to the truth if you're excluding some of the facts, even if you don't like what the facts say.
That's true. That's right.
You got to look at all of the facts in order to give a honest, you know, educated choice about where you decide to go from that point. And we don't have all the facts because of the obvious manipulation in our history, in our cultures, in our governments, and everything, that every subject under the sun. At some point in time, somebody's tried to use that particular subject for their own gain. That's including in my own personal religion. There are Christians that call themselves Christians out there who are making, amassing a lot of wealth. And I'm saying wealth. Jesus went into the temple and shoved the table over for the money takers and said, if you're proclaiming that this is the house of God, then this is no place for Caesar's money. And yet we still are today seeing huge mega churches making millions of dollars out there talking about all the stuff that people are eating hook, line, and sinker without saying, wait a second, didn't Jesus fight against this? Now, regardless of what you think, that's just a story in the book. The concept's still the same. If it's a house of God, then it's a house of God. If it's a house of Caesar, then it's a house of Caesar. And you can't sit there and say you want separation of church and state and still have the two intertwined like buddies or whatever.
It's okay, so neutron, proton, electron, again, says they're trying to take our love frequency and drag it into the lower vibrational frequency, yeah. And he is absolutely right. Now, let's look at this. Who are they, number one, and why? How do they do this, and why are they doing it? So we know who they are pretty much and who they're associated with, because this is a key piece. Who is the one that hates the sacred? Who is the one that hates anything and wants to destroy what is sacred? Your children, the water, the earth, the mother, us. Who would that be? They, we could say, are persons making decisions or determinations in high places. We could call them the elite, the cabal. But they are manipulated and taken and sold their souls to this entity who is hates everything, okay? Who really wants our souls, really wants us to choose the dark, to spew out the hatred, to be feeding that dark. So these so-and-sos know about frequency. This is ancient wisdom. And they are using the frequency of our words. They are using the frequency of our thoughts and our behaviors to their benefit.
Yep.
And we are the ones who have control over our own thoughts, over our own words, and our emotions. Okay, we're the ones that have been given that gift through our free will. Now, if you are constantly being inundated with false information and truth or lies and hate, that's where you, if you don't use your own free will, if you don't choose the light, if you don't choose to feed the light, okay, then you're feeding the dark. You can't do both.
That's right. You know, I'm not saying I'm the most brilliant man in this world, but I did a lot of research, and I've seen things that I've said to people. I've seen things that no man or woman should ever have to lay eyes upon. And so, with all that knowledge, I could have chose to just allow the negativity to drag me over the cliff into the abyss, but my choice was a lot harder because I took a path where I knew I was going to meet resistance. I knew that people were going to hate and despise and revile me for my words. But if I was any truth to what I actually subscribe to spiritually, I want peace. I want love. I want harmony. I want.
Then you have to be that.
That's what I'm trying to be, and it's tough, Barbara.
It is hard. It's the biggest challenge. It's the biggest spiritual challenge. It's the biggest spiritual battle that we are in this timeline. This is what I keep saying. We are being challenged to hold the light, the love frequency. That's where we are. That's our spiritual battle right now, folks. And you. If you're not doing that, you're being manipulated by the dark.
That's
you're
right.
Being manipulated by the evil that wants to destroy everything. You're feeding the dark and the evil. So we are in this prophetic timeline right now where we either choose the dark or we choose the light. And they, the cabal, the elite, say whatever knows about this energy, knows about this ancient wisdom about frequency and the power that we have. And they are manipulating us deliberately to feed that dark energy, to feed the hate, to feed the corruptness, to create that imbalance, okay? And it's been out of balance for such a long time now that this is our timeline to make the change, to actually step up to the plate and choose that light, choose that love frequency, choose that compassion. That's where you're going to enter into the new paradigm or this world, the thousand years of peace prophecy. Well, it's the energy that you hold that puts you in that frequency, that puts you into that world.
I'd just like to state for the record that I don't fear the devil because my creator, I believe, has his number already. So he or she or whatever the case may be as far as the devil's concerned, I ain't afraid of the devil.
Well, I know that I do believe that we are more powerful.
Yep.
I do believe that light and love and compassion is much more powerful, but you have to align yourself with that frequency.
Yep. What fears?
I don't believe that the devil or Satan or the dark energy has more power. I believe that they are just manipulating us.
That's
and
right.
We are falling for it.
That's right. That's what fears me the most. It isn't the it's look, if you know that something bad's coming, you don't want it to happen. And if you know that there's any hope that you can try to steer it in a different path, you want to try to do that. But, you know, regardless, I don't care if all hope is lost. I'm going to continue on the same path that I am, no matter whether it's supposedly to end in failure or whatever. I understand I couldn't do this without my creator or whatever, entities put us all here for whatever purpose. I know I'm not as powerful as ever. I'm not God, all right? But what I am is somebody who gets it. I get the meaning of life. I get the fact that we got all these things, these wonderful gifts, and if there's any hope whatsoever to hold out and to fight against the evils of this world, I'm going to do it.
Let's talk about hope, because to me it's hope / faith.
Yep.
You know, it's really the same thing, right?
I got the faith. I don't want to see the people suffer. I know if it's coming, it's coming. But I still don't want to see it.
Well, look, you know, I don't want to see anyone suffer either. That's why we're talking here, trying to help people to see, you know, through the darkness and through the fear and through all the negative information and that is being spewed out. Okay, but I don't want to see people suffer, but I'll tell you frankly, this is a timeline where we are all in this together and collectively, but individually, we must come to determine, we must choose, we must, with our free will, either the light or the dark. This is such a crucial time, it's prophetic. This is time of prophecy.
Hello?
So this time of prophecy is telling us that we have two choices. Only two choices, that's all we're ever given. We're at a crossroads, and you know, Creator has, I feel, blessed us with this crossroads. But, you know, the crossroads is going to come to an end. The crossroads, either you choose the light or you choose the dark. Individually, it's like I'm choosing the light.
Well, the dark
okay?
will flee from the night. I'll tell you, the dark will flee from the light. I'm telling you that for a fact.
Well, the dark cannot exist if there's so much light, and we are the light or not. The dark will fade. The dark will disappear in your personal experience.
Yep.
And collectively, it will also, if we are in this together as unity instead of fighting each other and screaming at each other about some political issue. Because that's not what's important. It's your spiritual perspective. It's your spiritual self that is the important thing here. None of this matters. It doesn't matter about what's going on anywhere. What matters is within you at this moment, in this timeline, in this prophetic time.
Yep. Look, folks, a gun is just a tool. That's all it has ever been. Every single weapon out there under the sun is just a tool. It's not the one that's going to use that tool improperly or whatever. And the only reason why any government or representation of this world would want those out of your hands would be quite simply to run amok over the top of you, because those tools could actually be turned on them at some point in time. Now, I'm not sitting there advocating everybody go out and buy a doggone gun. I'm not saying that, because I believe in peace, I believe in love and hope and all that kind of stuff. What I'm saying is, if you let your guard down, If you allow your light to go off and allow the darkness to overcome you, it just makes the other side that much stronger. And that's, I don't know how else to say it. You know, if you think that this world is in a good shape, then just sit back and enjoy the ride. But if you think that this world is in desperate need of some wisdom and some light and hope, then it's up to you to get out there and share that part of you that you were blessed with. Because believe me, inside of each and every one of you is a gift. You may not recognize it. You may not think so because you've been told over and over again, you're too fat, you're too ugly, you're too whatever, you're not the right color, or you don't believe the right thing. But our Creator did not create any trash, only treasure. And we've been given all these resources. Over the years, we've learned a lot of stuff, and we've been able to create a massive amount of technology that could be beneficial to all of humanity. There's no reason for some people to live in ivory towers while the other people have to slave dinner, and some folks can't even get a fresh glass of water to drink. It's a choice that we allow these people and we elevate these people up to celebrity status, including our presidents and our movie stars and all that kind of stuff. We elevate them. We elevate them. You're the base of the pyramid. They are the capstone. And until you figure that out, until you get to the point where you decide that you're going to work together at a ground root level where you're the strongest, because you're the one holding up this same beast that's eating you alive. Now, I know some people, I've probably run off a lot of people because it sounds like I'm preaching, but this is an important deal. It does have some really good significance about why it is that mad science does what mad science does. Atomic industry, nuclear bombs, and all that kind of stuff are not what we need in order to get through this world. The so-called fossil fuels that most people claim to despise, there are alternatives to every single one of the destructive methods by which we use to generate power. And the ones that figured it out, how to harness nature, while they're making money hand over fist. You think those people that own those hydroelectric dams ain't living high on the hog, charging people for something that nature provides for free? I'm serious. If you didn't pay attention in science class, then you obviously have no clue what it is I'm talking about. But if you're standing next to the ocean and you're dying of thirst, you have to ask yourself why. Why is it that you didn't pay better attention in class? And learn the truth. We can fix this world if we choose to do so. But if it's all going to go down the hill, the only other advice that I can give you is become spiritually complete. Somehow find your way to that light or your Creator, and find some sort of spiritual path to where, you know, the closer to the light you can get, the better at this point in the game. I want to fix it. I don't want to see it go down the hill. I don't want to see all the prophecies come to pass where everybody's warring with one another. The wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famine, and pestilence. Is this where the world wants to go? Is this where the world has to go? I don't think so. And my heart doesn't want to go down that road. And even if I'm gone, I don't want my children to have to go down that road. And so the only thing that I got is the words coming out of my mouth, hopefully to spark some common sense and wisdom in everybody to look into everything. Question everything.
I agree with you. We have to question everything. But I do want to say about our sensory abilities. The gifts we were given, every one of us has a sensing ability, like what does this feel like, right, you know?
Yep.
So if you are receiving things or reading something that says, feels questionable, that feels negative or doesn't feel right, pay attention to that feeling.
Yep.
Because there's a clue there. Now, your mind will read something or see something that says something negative, and you might go, oh, yeah, that's real, that's true. But your instinct, your inner knowing self says something's not right. So you're missing some crucial information about the gift that you were given. Our sensory perceptions are key to what we're looking at now in the world, to what we are seeing, reading, experiencing, right? So, you know, if you have the power, and your words, I'm going to say stop it.
Yep.
Stop it. Okay, we have the power to say, get out of here, go away, even use a hand gesture like, poof, get out of here. I will not allow anything negative to disrupt what I want to maintain. All right, I will not go there. So I have to be alert and aware to what comes at me energetically, negatively, whether it's through a visual or reading something, seeing something, or listening or hearing something, or maybe there's nothing even there present, but you're getting the sense or feeling that you're hearing something in your mind, the monkey mind says, you know, whatever. So we have a power to say, stop it. I choose the light. You know, you are not allowed. Get out. Stop. Okay, that's a power that we were given, and we can use this tool. Now, but you have to say, what is my purpose? My purpose is to be in the light, to hold the light, to hold that frequency of love and goodness and compassion. I'm claiming that. That's what I'm going to choose. You all out there, you can choose whatever you want, of course, because you have free will. You can do whatever you want. I'm just saying here, sharing with you, how I work with this energy, what my purpose, I asked you earlier, what is your goal? My goal is to be that frequency of light and love and compassion. That's my goal. I'm not always good at it. I'm not perfect, but that is my goal. So therefore, I'm going to be in control of the words I use, the thoughts I think, and my emotions and the feelings, okay? So we have this power that is extraordinary to make a difference. We are the center of the sacred hoop. Every one of us stands in the center of the sacred hoop. Okay? And what, like you say, when you throw a pebble in a pond, the pebble is the center, and the ripples move outward from that center. That's just who we are. We are the center of the sacred hoop. What emanates out from us through our thoughts, our words, our emotions, the energy that we are, the frequency that we are, goes out in ripples, waves of ripples, and touches everything in and throughout the creation. This is a power that we were given that is so extraordinary, and we can make a difference just by what we are, who we are, what our thoughts are, our words, and our emotions. So if you want peace, if you want harmony, if you want balance, if you want goodness, you must be that center point that emanates that vibrationally, frequency-wise, from you, the center point in the sacred hoop of life or the sacred web.
Well, I'm hoping for the best. That's all I'm saying.
So don't fall down. So don't fall off the cliff is what I'm saying. Don't react.
Well,
don't react. Because this is what we're being pushed to do, is react in a negative way, in a fear-based way. Because if you are filled with fear and anger and frustration and negative things, that is what you are emanating out into the sacred web. That is the power we were all given. And I have seen that in the works. I've seen that happening.
That's why today's show on Mad Science, it's as if the Knights of the Round Table merged with Mad Science, because it is, to me, Mad Science, that we have the solutions out there to resolve stuff. And you're not going to resolve stuff by, you know, bombs and guns and violence and all that kind of stuff. You're just going to perpetuate a continued decline. It's only going to be a matter of time before everybody just finally just says the heck with it and goes for 4th of July. It's a, if you got them, fire them off kind of stuff. That's why I don't want that to happen. When I'm trying, I can't even get a message to the man who is capable of pushing the button. I can't say, look, you know, hey, there's other research on there. Have you looked into this? Have you seen this? Or there's solutions available for energy and things for food and stuff like this. There's people at the, you know, that are not famous that are doing research in alternative medicines and alternative energies. The same things that they said that we had the needs for. They said they had a need for alternative energy. We're here with the solutions, and we're waiting for the response from the so-called leaders of the world, and we're not getting the response from them. And the majority of the response that we're getting from the average citizen out there is that they either deny it, or they agree, or for the most part, you know, It's chaos. We got to get our act together. Otherwise, all these, you know, doomsday scenarios are probably more than likely going to be self-fulfilled prophecies. And then by the time it's all said and done, we're going to be on the wrong side of the fence, and everything's going to go too far, too fast, past the point of no return, and we ain't going to be able to resolve it. Wait, right now we still have an option to resolve it. I don't know how to get an answer from the so-called president or my representation. I've been trying. I've written letters in every single direction, and having to do with everything from alternative energy to solutions out there in the world. I told them about, you know, hey, join us on a radio show, or get us together in a town hall meeting, and let's have a decent conversation about how to fix things instead of how to complain about why it's broken. We got the answers. They're ready. The solutions are available. That's what everybody wanted. Solutions to problems. We're giving them solutions to problems. We've had people on this show that have showed all kinds of research in all kinds of different subjects under the sun. And even when it comes down to spiritual, we've got people from different faiths that are able to sit down at the table and have a peaceful conversation and work towards making things better. That's what this network's about. That's what it's been about all along. And the only way it's ever going to even work is if we can get the message out. And from what I've seen so far, what I explained about my YouTube channel, it says I got 8,336 subscribers, over 2.5 million video views of things that I put out there. And I put them out there in a unique fashion for a purpose. There is a method behind my madness, why my channel has the content that it does and the final outcome that I want to see out of this channel is because of all the researchers prior to me. The ones that suddenly had heart attacks or died of a broken heart, or, you know, their information just got basically shoved off to the side.
I'm laughing at... I'm having a conversation with Red about the talking stick.
Yeah.
And Grizz. So, yeah, let's talk the talking stick. So we were talking about carry a big stick, you know, and I said, well, carry a big stick and use it for love, right? Or plant a seed with the stick, right? So he says, well, what about the talking stick? I said, yeah, well, the talking stick is not an attacking stick. Some people think, oh, as soon as I get this talking stick, I can say whatever I want and I can be mean and nasty and cruel. But the talking stick is about an energy of the spirit within that, the purpose of that talking stick. Like, the talking stick is imbued with a frequency and energy to help us go into our heart. So when the talking stick comes to you, this is the teachings of the talking stick. It is about listening, learning how to listen, okay? Because when somebody else across from you in the circle has the talking stick, okay, it helps you to listen and it gives you patience. But the stick is going to take its time coming around to you. So you have to listen in order to be able to respond. But the response needs to come from your heart. It is not an attacking stick. It doesn't give you permission to attack others. The reason we have a talking stick is to resolve conflict, okay?
Yeah.
If people can't have a sit down and talk civilly to each other and come to a harmony and balance within this conflict, they'll never get there. There will always be that. So the talking stick has a purpose, and it is a spiritual connectedness here. So it's not something that we attack with. It's not something that gives us permission to hurt others, or, you know, it gives us permission to speak from our heart about our feelings. You know, it's not about attacking somebody else. You did this. You made me feel that. You said this. It's about, what is it that you feel or felt during this experience so that you can share that information with others who are involved? So, yes, and there is, some people use a talking feather, some people use a talking stick with a talking feather, okay? But the idea of the talking stick is to resolve conflict in a way of harmony, using harmony and balance and listening and patience.
Yeah, that's the key to make it work, is you have to listen.
you can't resolve anything without listening to someone else's feelings or perspective or what their experience was, you know, without reacting and say, yeah, well, this is how I felt. This is not going to resolve anything. It really gives us an opportunity to learn patience, to learn compassion, and to listen to your fellow person in that circle, and to come to, ultimately, the talking stick allows us to seek a better balance within our relationships, right?
Yep.
That's what it's about. So, you know, we should give all those in government high positions talking sticks.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's pretty much set up to where you really can't go sit down with your Senate and your Congress unless you're, you know, media or whatever. The average Joe just doesn't seem to have the option to sit down and speak their view. It's not like a little town council. And so we got to find other creative ways to get our message to resonate up to the top. The problem that I'm seeing so far is that the control of all the narrative is in, you know, pretty much an elite group of individuals who claim to be the media. And even in the alternative media world, they only want to see their side of the view. I'm saying you need to watch both sides of the view, all sides of the story. You need to hear everything that's going on before we as a nation make a conscious decision to go out and do something that's going to affect everyone in the pond. That's it. And the reason why I brought this up on the Mad Science Show today is for obvious reasons. We have solutions to resolve issues that are proclaimed to be the major issues of the world, climate change, or whatever you want to call it, natural disasters, man-made disasters, wars, rumors of wars. We got all the solutions. As a society, we have access to the vast sum of all man's knowledge, like my friend Steve says all the time. You know, and it says that there at the top of this deal, it says, nature needs no improvement. Only the arrogance of man requires change. And if you think you know it all, you're fooling yourself, because not a single one of us know it all, because we can't weed through all the lies and propaganda and all the craziness. And if any book comes into question, then all books come into question. If the precedence is that it was written by man, so therefore it must be flawed, then all books are flawed. All information's flawed. Everything's questionable. And the only way you get through there is with that tool that you were given, the discernment of your heart and your spirit. You know the difference between right and wrong. If it don't feel right, then chances is it's not right. And so why can't we take and spread a message such as the one you've heard here on today's show and share it with the people out there who are frustrated like I was when I woke up this morning and checked in on the news and I hear my president saying we already struck somebody or whatever, and I hear other people saying, why did we do this? Because these people said that there was more evidence to the this not being right, or somebody else did something that, you know, was shady or whatever. Without all the facts on the table, our representation just put us in the potential crosshairs of what could end up escalating into quite literally World War III, which I don't ever want to see. No way. I'm trying to use all the best words that I can muster to put hope in people's hearts and open their eyes to using wisdom and common sense, and to come together, all of us from every nation, come together and fix this world before it's so broken we can't. I think this earth itself, the way that it's actually designed, will go on fine without us. But that means without us. I kind of like being here for my time down here. I don't like all the drama or all the terrible atrocities that people like to do to each other. I don't even think, at some point, I don't even think they're even people anymore. I think the darkness has taken over their soul so much that there ain't a person there anymore. It's sad, and I hate to see that that could be the potential for even more people. Don't be fooled by the great deception that's being perpetrated on mankind. If you care about your family, which I'm positive that you do, if you care about your friends, if you care about your world, then it's time for you to speak up. It's time for you to do something, anything. Throw a positive pebble in the pond everywhere you go. And if you like any of the information that you heard on here, it's only information that's just going to sit there on the shelf if nobody shares it and nobody listens, like Barbara was saying. It's time for us to get out of here, Barbara.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'm just sitting here thinking of what we signed up for, you know. What did we sign up for here? And I guess I'd say the question is, what did you sign up here for, to come here for at this time? This is like an extraordinary time, and prophecies are unfolding, the positive prophecies, the negative prophecies. What are you going to align with? What was your purpose for coming here? Was it coming here to spew out negatives? Was it coming here to spew out doubt? All that. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that's why Creator planted us here, why we chose to come here as a soul spirit. I think we all had the original instructions, which were how to live in peace. So I think we came back here at this time to recreate these original instructions, you know, to live in joy, to live in peace, to live in compassion and love, to know that we are all related. We're not separate. To know that, yes, some of our brothers and sisters have been taken by something very dark, and it could, therefore, the grace of God go I. You know, I have to keep saying that. Yeah. Because we are all being subjected to the challenge of holding the light. We are all being manipulated and challenged to holding the love frequency, to choosing love, to choosing compassion and forgiveness. We are all being challenged with this, so therefore the grace of God go I. You know, here we are, I'd say something happened, you know, that I'm not saying it's easy. Sometimes I feel like I'm holding on just by a thread here to keep this faith and hope, to believe in this truth and this greater awakening and all. But I see bits and pieces that show me, yes, this is extraordinary time, and people are awakening and people are choosing. I can't control what people choose to say. I'm just sharing what I feel that does.
Yep.
When our words hurt, and if it doesn't hurt the ones around you, well, it does, by the way, but then it ripples out further and affects all others, innocent people. And there may be others who are doing things that are really harmful and wrong. We can see that. But what do I choose to do with that information is my free will. Okay. There's where I am today. I'm not ignorant and I'm not stupid and I'm not hiding my head in the sand and saying, oh, this is all peaches and cream, because it isn't, you know. But I prefer, or I choose not to point fingers at one specific person, because it is not just one specific person, because it involves us all.
Yep.
Again, therefore the grace of God go I. Okay, again, I have to keep reminding myself that it could be me who got caught. It could be me. I've certainly been challenged. And that power that wants to drag us off the path of light and love and compassion is very powerful, folks. And if you feel you are spinning and out of control and being, you know, like spewing things out or manipulated or in fear, in doubt, you know, well, I guess that means you have work to do. I know I do. When I get in that place, what I find myself needing to do is to go out to the Mother Earth. You know, there's healing. The Mother Earth is a healer. She is a giver of life. She renews everything, you know. And even though she's being assaulted and dug up and blown up and all kinds of things are happening to her, she keeps functioning with this one goal and purpose. The purpose of her is to give life. It's the same thing. What is my purpose? My purpose, I'm going to say, is to, you know, hold the light as best I can. to be a loving, kind, compassionate person. That's what I feel I was put here for, you know, to not be in doubt, to not be in fear, to not add to the negative. You know, that's where I'm heading. That's what I'm striving for. And again, I'm saying I'm not a perfect person. I'm a human being. You know, I'm just a human being. I'm just, you know, that. So I'm going to make mistakes, but I'm going to continue to search for the right way to be here as a human being, the one who is loving and compassionate.
Yep.
And that's where I'm choosing to go. That's what I feel my purpose is here. I know my purpose wasn't here to be hateful. I know my purpose, because I've grown up siding for the underdog, you know, I mean, as a kid. I was only standing up for the one who was being bullied, you know. So I guess I came here with some truths here that have grown within me, is that those that are being harmed or the underdogs, you know, I'm going to stand up for them, you know, as best I can. And I think that this is across the board, you know. So that's all I'm going to say. And I just want to also, always, I give thanks to Creator Great Spirit, Wankantanka, for this life, this amazing, extraordinary moment, and for the beauty of this creation, and for the gift of that love and compassion that I've been given. And, of course, for my free will that I can choose, you know, either way, but I'm choosing in this moment, you know, that the positives and the good words. So I give thanks to Creator, Mother, Father, for all of this creation, and I do have a great hope. I do have that, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm still building my spiritual foundation, which I feel is a key piece here. So I just want to thank everyone for wonderful conversations in the chat, for being here with us, and for holding the light. Yeah, you guys are really amazing people, beautiful people. I'm happy to be here with you, and I want to thank you so much. And Shaziz, thank you also again for a beautiful, powerful show.
Thank you very much. You know, my God said, what you do unto the least of me, you do unto me. All right? And Jesus said that if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. You could speak to that mountain and tell it to move, and it would surely move. And so with that said, I'm saying, you know, if you don't like the darkness, if you don't like evil, that's all, you shine the light. That's what you got to do. You know, if you don't like it, stop it. Stop it. You have the power to do that. You have the power to stop it. It's as simple as that. We can fix this world if we choose to do so, and it's up to us if we keep on the way we're going, or we make it a better place. And I honestly believe, because I don't believe that God made any trash, only treasure. I believe that we have everything we need, all the tools available, to make this world, quite literally, if we choose, a heaven on earth. That's the way I feel. That's coming from my own personal spiritual journey. Take it or leave it. Folks, you've been listening to Mad Science Show. If anything we said here today helps you out or resonates with you, just share a link. Share it somewhere, anywhere. Take the podcast and chop it up and keep all the goodies you want and share them wherever. Take care.
Doug,
can you hear me? Give my creation life!
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap! Ah! Ah! Ah!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.